こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編ということでゲストをお招きしています。水中表現家でギネス世界記録を2つ保持している二木愛さんです。イエーイ、
ようこそ。
Welcome, welcome.
はじめまして、よろしくお願いします。
This is so exciting ね。あのマイケルがずっとI Futaki に来てほしい。
Really?
I saw your TED talk.
Right.
I saw you on NHK as well.
Okay.
And of course the Roppongi Hills breakfast の presentation も。
そう、それにね、たまたま聞いてくれてたあのタクさんっていう人が呼んでくれたんだよね。
So super, super impressive. It's so mysterious, like how people do this.
Right?
Yeah. Is this really possible?
Yeah, we all can do really. Yeah.
So, あの TEDx 東京のトークを見たときに、あのまあこれはスペシャルなことじゃないんだよみたいな、誰でもできるよっていう。まあ私はあるあの愛さんがね、ギネスの洞窟で、あの潜ってるの見てるだけで苦しくなっちゃうんだけど、すごい、あれは。いつから始めたんですか、そのフリーダイビング自体は。
水泳自身は、ちっちゃい頃3歳ぐらいからずっとやってて、だからずっとあの競泳をやってたんですけど、でも怪我をして、で競泳人生っていうのは、まあ、早くに終わっちゃって、でもその後いろんなとこ留学するとかどっか行くのもいつも水の近くを選んでて、それは好き嫌いじゃなくて自然にそういう場所を選んでて、で初めはドキュメンタリー作家になりたかった。それは、その日本のシステムとか教育とかっていうのにビッグクエスチョンがあった、でそれを中からやったところで潰されるだけだから、それはどうしたらいいかなと思って、でそれは外から逆輸入っていう形で入るのが一番いい、でそれも書くだけとか音楽だけとかっていうんだったら目からとか耳からだけだけど、ドキュメンタリーだったら五感を全部使って心に響くんじゃないかなと思って、だからドキュメンタリーをやってなんかクリックしたいと思った。だけど、ドキュメンタリーなんだっていうクエスチョンにぶち当たって、でよくわからなくて、でそれを一生やるっていうのも結構重いなっていうのがあって、だったら自分の中でこれだと思うものがあるときにドキュメンタリーを作ろう、でどうしようかなと思ったときに、あ、水に戻ろうと思ったんですね。で、あ、水関係でまだやったことないだろう、ないやつなんだろうと思って、でそれが、スキューバダイビングだったので、スキューバダイビング OK、 スキューバダイビングやろうで、こうやって調べ始めて、でスキューバダイビング世界で一番安いとこどこかなと思って調べたらホンドゥラスっていう中米の国で、でそこでもちろんプールなんてないところで、一番初めから海に入ってドブドブドブって全部使った時に、あ、私のいる場所はここだって感じて、そこからスキューバダイビングが始まったんだけれども、でもスキューバだと息を吸うと音が出て、息を吐くと泡が出ちゃう、だからいつまで経っても水中世界の動物たちと仲良くもなれないし、彼らどんどんどんどん逃げていくし、嫌な顔でこっち見るし、なんか変な、ね、タンク背負ってるし、なんかこうやって浮いてるだけだし、なんかずっと異星人な感じがしたし、仲間外れな感じがしたから、なんだかなっていうのはずっと思ってて、でスキューバダイビングで映像を撮ってて、あ、ドキュメンタリーを水中でやればいいんだと思ったけれども、でも炭鉱を背負ったら結構いっぱいの人がやっていて、自分が他と違うっていうのを、あ、でもどうしたらいいんだ、より深く行くのかな、洞窟の中かなと思った時に、まあ、いろいろ悩んでて、の時にある友達が、あいっつってフリーダイビングちょっとやってみるんだけど、あいもやってみるって言われて、だってその時メキシコに5年ぐらい住んでて、そろそろバケーションが欲しいなと思ってて、でその素潜りの練習は、タイであったから、あ、タイランドいいじゃない、ご飯大好きと思ってでもうただ単なるバケーションで行ったら、その素潜りで、あ、これでも映像撮れるし、肺一つだからこれは海洋の哺乳類と同じ形で、水の中にいるから彼らと同じように中に入れるし、しかもスキューバダイブだったら結構トリック使うんですよね、水中でね、長く入れるから、でも素潜りだったらそれはできないし、自分のちっちゃなカメラでも勝負ができるから、あ、もうこれだと思って、でそこから素潜り始めたのが、もうでも10年前ぐらいになっちゃう。
わー、
ね、time goes fast ね。
Was it scary at first? Were you?
No. What's not?
You weren't intimidated. Like, people wear all the scuba gear for like a reason.
Right.
We can't breathe down there, right?
Yeah.
So it's, and there's not that many people who do free diving on a really high level, right? compared to like other sports.
Right, yeah, but nowadays it's getting more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, you don't really need equipment, you know, you just need mask, you know, snorkel and fins.
Right.
So, yeah, more and more people is doing a free diving. But at the same time, free diving is so easy to do, but at the same time, it's like really dangerous.
Right.
Because, you know, you're not in a swimming pool, you know, you are in nature. So right. you really have to, you know, aware that you're in nature, you know?
Right.
So that part is I'm a bit, you know, scared. I have to teach or something, you know? But yeah, so, well, when I started, I went to school. So that's why I didn't have any scare. You know, I trusted my professors, my teachers, so.
Right. So how do you start? I mean, what's the first thing you start doing?
What do you mean?
Hold your breath.
Yeah, hold your breath.
Right. As a lesson.
Yeah.
Right. So first we have a theory, so that you know, brain to understand, right? And then we just go straight away to the ocean.
Oh.
And we have this breathe up, which makes you calm down.
Okay.
And do a few dives, but then one at a time. And then all the time you go down with instructor.
Mm.
So you're not alone in the water, you know?
Right.
So little by little, you build up your own confidence.
Mm.
And yeah, you go.
How do you know where your own limit is?
Yeah.
It seems to be honest, you
shouldn't really see your limit. Like some people would like to see the limit. But like I would like not to see my limit and, you know, come up to the surface thinking that, I could do more. You know, that feeling is better than you crush your limit and black out and come up and whoops, you know.
It's really gradual.
Right? Yeah, it should be. Yes.
フリーダイビングでこう深く潜っていくビデオを見てると、その上がんなきゃいけないわけじゃないですか、どこかで。で、そのタイミングをちゃんと分かってないといけないってことですよね。
それ、深く行く人たちは、それこそ徐々に深くやっていく。で、その競技の時も、その前の日に私は何メートル行きますって申請するんですよね。
Right.
だから、自分が行けるとしても、それより絶対深くは行かない。
行かない。
行けるとしても、自分が申請した深さで上がってくるから、で、それも自分が行ったことない深さは、普通はやらない。もう行ったことがある深さに行ってっていう。
Right.
そう。
How long can you actually hold your breath for? Like static apnea?
Well, I did when I was learning, which is like 10 years ago.
Right.
And then now I hold as long as I need. So I don't really, you know, like time my breath holding time. But when I did like 6 minutes.
Huh. Wow.
But which we all can do, you know?
Like 6 minutes.
Yeah, the mind tells no, so that we cannot do. But if we, you know, make it ourselves free.
There are a lot of, I have a friend in Hawaii who does this, but it seems like a lot of island people have been doing this for a long time.
Sure, like divers and spear fishermen.
They're like walking around on the bottom of the ocean for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, in Malaysia, yeah. right?
なんかテッドトーク見た時に、その脳がやっぱり酸素をすごく使っちゃうから、脳を、まあ、シャットオフする
ちょっとお休みさせる。
それはどういう状態なんですか。その実際に例えば潜ってる時は脳の中はどうなってるのか、何を感
じ、その息を止めて水の中にいて、で水の中にいる時に何か起こった時に考えてから行動では遅いんですよね。だからその感覚をより鋭くさせるためには頭はちょっとお休みしてもらわなきゃいけなくて、頭がお休みさせてるとより感覚が鋭くなっていくから、その感覚をより研ぎ澄まするっていうことで、頭はちょっと半分寝てる状態というか、このトラフィックっていうんですかとか、バックグラウンドミュージックみたいな感じ、で後ろに流れてる。だから、あ、今日何食べようかなとか、ちょっと今日きついなとか、いろいろあるけど、その考えになんていうフォーカスをしない。そこにはあるけど、でもそこにあるだけ、そこには見向きをしないっていう風にしてて、
もう瞑想してるような
半分ね、そんな感じ。そう。
People say that they hallucinate when they're free diving, like the what's his name?Guillaume Neri,
right?
Yeah, I saw his video recently where he did he like dived into this like hole?
Yeah, blue hole.
And he actually recreated the hallucination that he had that was down there.
Right.
And he had a hallucination of like a wedding.
Right.
So he had his diver's friends like set up a wedding under the ocean.
Yeah, ceremony. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
it was really interesting. But have you experienced that hallucinating from freediving?
Well,
do you like daydream?
Not really. Not really. Well, more than that, when like I swam with 13 whales in Tonga, 13 humpback whales. So when that like really special moment, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. I don't know. Or maybe I was in the zone, you know?
Wow.
But I don't remember.
But you have pictures.
But I remember that I hold the breath and then I went down as quick as possible because they're like, you know, like,
right.
Like a big bus, right? So I remember I shot down. But then after I, you know, just became, you know, like one with the water or one with the situation or, you know, over there. Because, well, I try not to show them that I'm human. I try to, you know, like, tell them that I'm part of them. I live underwater.
Right.
So that, you know, I can, you know, be more closer to them. And then I can have interactions. Because that is my interest. So, yeah. So maybe that's why I am not really thinking.
Right. Wow.
And then also when you hold your breath and when you think, you are not going good part, you know? Because, you know, it's hard to hold the breath. Oh, I don't know if I can make it. All those bad things makes you panic.
Right.
It's like a self-fulfilling psychology.
Because
right? if you kind of lose confidence or you have doubts. It will actually affect your performance.
Totally, yes.
So,
and it's not going anywhere, you know? It's not good at all.
Right.
And even though, like, the thing that you could do because of thinking, you fail.
Right.
Yes. So,
もう障壁になっちゃうってことですよね。
So, 大きな壁になっちゃうしね。
Your mind isn't always on your team
in
a weird way.
Yeah, totally.
So, なんか、アイさんが潜ってるビデオを見てると、その、息止めてる感じが、に見えないというか、全然もう楽しそうというか、全然苦しそうじゃないから、あの、なんか、この間ね、マイケルが送ってきた、あの、まあ、フリーダイビングで言っても全然違う形の、あの、アドリー・
メスター、
そうそう、いや、あの、なんか機械でシューンって下に潜るやつ170メートルとかあれはあのなんか目をつぶってこう鼻も閉じてで今自分が何メートルにいるかもよく分かんないみたいなで下まで行ったらまたバッと戻ってくるみたいなだからそれはなんかあんま楽しそうじゃないと思ってあのびっくりしたんだけどでもあのだからアイさんのサメと泳いでるやつとかは本当に超羨ましいもうI've been like to Miyakejima toka and I've swam with dolphins and I was just in Maldives the other day and saw whale sharks.
Okay.
でも、あの、潜れないからもう泳ぎが下手で、もう上から見るしかないから、そのたまにこうバーって、あの、潜水できる人とかいるとすごい、ああ、いいなと思う。本当に羨ましい。So I loved your TED talk because you know ちょっと希望が出た。
そう。本当に because we all can do, you know, as a being human, we already have this ability to you know like to be like a sea mammals when we hold our breath or when we are underwater.
Right.
So yeah, but you know this brain, you know, which yeah.
It's such a weird hidden sort of ability.
Totally.
Houdini was actually known for being able to do this.
Uh-huh.
You know Houdini, the escape artist?
Right.
He's like a famous... You know Houdini?
No.
Houdini is so famous. What's going on?
You're the only one.
he's like a world famous performer. But Houdini held his breath for 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And that was considered a great ability during the time. But then, do you know David Blaine, the magician?
Ah, yeah.
He's always like, moves like this. And he put himself into like a weird tank.
Yeah,
and he held his breath for like
a crystal ball, right?
Yeah. And he was in there for like 8 minutes.
But you know he was breathing oxygen.
100% pure oxygen
before he went in.
Before the performance.
そうかそうかそうか。
Yeah. So, well, yeah, performance, right?
Right.
Still.
Yeah, still. Yeah.
Still, give me oxygen. I'm not going.
No, but yeah, if you breathe the oxygen, pure oxygen, then no problem. You can hold your breath like.
Really?
Forever, yeah.
But you don't do that, right? Like, no. You just breathe. You pack right. your lungs, no?
Packing is more to equalize.
Oh.
Yes. And then also for my Guinness, I did packing for the buoyancy.
Okay.
Well, we have this way of thinking that if you can, like, take as much air as possible, you can stay longer in the water. But the truth is not.
Huh.
No.
There's a limit, yeah.
Well, within intake of your breath, only 20% that your body use. Mm.
Oh.
So, you know, even though you take a lot of air, you're not really taking all the air, you know, you're taking.
Yeah. Right.
So instead of thinking that, oh, I have to take, you know, like a lot of air, otherwise I can't stay underwater, that, you know, makes you in a bad trip, right?
Oh.
So it's better you relax yourself and then knowing that you don't really need that much air.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know.
So nanda.
Thinking that you don't need that much air before you dive in, straight down without a tank is like... Makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Like when it's less shallower than 10 meters, actually it's better you exhale your air and then you go down with like half empty your lungs.
So the impulse to breathe is caused by carbon dioxide,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So when people, I see people doing like weird breathing exercises.
Yes. That's the worst thing that you can do. Yes.
Awesome.
Because with hyperventilation, you exhale CO2. So actually your CO2 level is really low. So oxygen-wise, you might need new air. But as the CO2 level is so low, the brain are not telling, or body is not telling that you need to breathe.
Oh.
So that's why before a long time ago, there are many people who are dead because of that, because of not right way of breathing.
Because the CO2 causes like contractions, right?
Yes, or urge to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Contractions is not really by CO2, no.
Oh.
Contraction is more to pump up more oxygen. Rich air.
Oh, really?
To your
organs.
Blood. Yeah.
じゃあその潜るぞっていう前はどれぐらいの感じで息を吸う？
もうね、もちろん、始めるときはまだ私たちの肺って筋肉だから鍛えることもできて、で、普通に生活してるとすごい硬い風船みたい。だから始めるときにその肺をいっぱい使ってあげるっていうことをすると、この肺風船のような肺がどんどん柔らかくなってくるから、一回でスッと空気が入るんだけど、まあその体がまあ準備できたとして、入る前はもう本当にリラックスする感じの呼吸だから、もう深呼吸みたいな感じで落ち着いて入るのがもう一番いい。
What's your resting heart rate? Do you know?
I don't really know. I don't know.
It must be pretty low when you're swimming, right? When you're free diving.
Maybe.
Because if your heart rate is higher, then you're going to be using a lot more oxygen.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, that's part of the mammalian dive reflex.
The heart rate slows
down. Yes.
そうか。なんかこうちょっと泳いでハッハッとかゼーゼーしてたらね。
You know how like you can control your own heart rate by thinking about different things. Yeah, can't you? I can. Like if I want to slow my heart rate down, because I had an app on my phone that like measures my heart rate.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see how low it would go. But if you just kind of breathe really slowly and just if you really consciously relax all your muscles and you just kind of sag.then your heart rate like gets really low.
Okay.
I've never measured it, but I know what you're saying. Because I've had like anxiety disorder type of thing, and I get palpitation sometimes.
Yeah.
And
if you're
like,
nervous,
I can kind of
like
try to, lower it, you know, just by thinking about it, I guess. But
yeah. Have you heard of Wim Hof?
No.
So Wim Hof is this Dutch guy, this crazy Dutch guy, who believes that the mind can completely control all kinds of crazy things in the body,
right.
including like hormone levels and like all these things, your thermal regulation. Mm-hmm. And so in order to prove that his method worked, he's hiked Kilimanjaro wearing like shorts and like barefoot, and it's it's just ice, it's just completely frozen. And he's run a marathon in like the Arctic wearing in like underwear. He's done like ice bath for like an hour and a half.
So he's totally okay.
He's just trying to demonstrate that he can control his body's temperature regulation just with his mind. He holds all the records.
He holds all the world records
for this stuff.
Crazy wins, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, you never believed me, but I always tell you like how I can sometimes control my allergy. Like, you know, like when I'm sneezing crazy, I just tell myself like, this is just my immune system overreacting. Like, this is not necessary for my body to be sneezing right now. And I just try to like make my body understand that logically, and then it goes away.
Yeah, I believe that.
See? She believes me. She believes me.
Turn yourself into a laboratory.
So, でもなんかね、その TED Talk でも、愛さんがあの、お風呂とか、その顔洗うとか、すごい身近なとこでも、あの、人間は水と共存してるっていうことを言っていて、あ、確かにそうだって、なんか今更だけど思って。
ね。そう、水って本当にすごい海とか遠いっていうイメージはあるけど、こうやって都会にいると、でも実は水がないと呼吸もできないし、ご飯もないし、洋服もできないしっていう、なんか全てに関わってる。しかもなんかその海の古代の海のそのなんだっけパーセンテージ、あれなんだっけ、なんかすごい体液と似てるんだよね。
Oh, okay.
I always think. いつもすごい大事なインフォメーションは I'm lacking.
I'm the same way.
You know. あ、でもその地球に対する水のパーセンテージは体に対する体液のパーセンテージと同じなんですよね。
It's like around 70%.
そう。So it's really amazing, isn't it?
And it's the only planet that's alive is 70% water.And then life forms like us are generally 70% water.
Like, have you guys heard of aquatic ape theory?
Aquatic ape?
Yeah.
What's that?
なんかその人類は昔、だから本当エイプだった時に水の中で暮らしてたんじゃないかっていう。I mean, a lot of the scientists are saying that it's pseudoscience, but still, like, なんか水かきがちょっとある人とかもいるじゃない？
あるよ、私ちょっと。
そう、だから、
そう、
ね、
だからそれが、まあ、エボリューション的には、まあ、例えばその昔本当アマさんみたいな感じで、もっと頻繁にね、あの潜っている人がいたんじゃないかとか、あと人間の赤ちゃんも、まあ、水にね別に投げても溺れない、もう勝手に息を止めて普通にしてられるけど、他の霊長類、例えばチンパンジーとかって、赤ちゃんを水に投げたらもう普通に溺れて死んじゃうらしくて、だから人間だけちょっと違う、
違うんだね。
あとなんかね、水にずっと指をつけてると指がシワシワになるでしょ、それもなんかそっちの方が水の中で物をつかみやすいらしくて、で指以外はシワシワにならない、別に。ならない。そうだから
I feel like I have this because like my hands get like that really fast.
Yeah.
Like if I get in the bathtub, like it's really fast.
Yeah.
I'm able to see right away.
I think it looks
ugly, right? So.
I don't like it.
But your grip is good.
So.
For like in the water.
So.
When I was really small, the doctor said that I would be a really good swimmer because I have like big palms and the web. Yeah, but I suck.
Oops.
So I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
でも最近あのパディの取ったんだもんね、ライセンスも。
何、オープンウォーター？
I don't have the advance yet, but
I recently got advance.
Okay. You did in Maldives, so
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also got the scooter thing too.
Underwater.
Yeah. でもまあ確かなんかねその。地面に座って、海の中の、でマンタがいっぱい来てそれを見てた時に、なんか私が全く動かなかったから、 あのみんながまあいいかって感じなんか変なのいるけど、まあ別にいいかって感じにしてくれたの、
マンタたちが。
そう、マンタとか魚が、うん、すごい近くに来て、
うんうん、
でもやっぱりさっきあの愛さんが言ってたみたいにボコボコボコって出るし、
うんうん、
なんかね見た目が変だから、
うんうん、
ちょっとなんか悪いなじゃないけど、うん、すごいインベイチしてる感じがしちゃう、
うん、そうだね、うん、なんかね、そうそうそう。
Do you just go to the ocean and just swim out there and start diving? Like 趣味で。
趣味で？No.
Do you know what I mean? When I'm at the ocean,
yeah.
Me going into the ocean isn't really an option.Right.
Oh yeah, so
even if I have snorkeling stuff, right. It doesn't mean that I can really go into the ocean.
Right.
I go a little bit too far and like, oh, I'm going to die. I need to come back.
Right. Like, well, actually when I go to let's say unknown place, I go and see locals. And then I ask them howit is underwater, if you can swim, if you can free dive, if you can do anything or not.
Right.
Mm. Because you really don't know. You cannot see from the surface what's happening underwater.
Right.
And the local is, you know, the best informer.
Right, right.
So, yes, and I respect them. So, yes, first I ask them, and then if they say no, then I won't. But if they say they just never done or, you know, then I try.
Okay. A little bit. そのダメ、ダメっていうか、おすすめできないって言われるときはどういう、その潮の流れが速いとか。
潮の流れが速いとか、何、デンジャラスな動物がいるとか、まあそれはね、潜ったことないからみんなそう思い込んでそういうのも結構あるけど、でも、なんだろう、本当に数日しかいないんだったら私は潜らない。それがもうちょっと長いんだったら、徐々に、一緒に仲良くなってっていう風にするけど、でも絶対に絶対土足では入らないようにしてる。で、それってやっぱ自分のエゴでしかなくて、自分を殺すのは自分のエゴだと思ってるから、それはしないようにして。で、あとは日本だったらめんどくさいの漁業権とか。
ああ、そうかそうか。
If you free dive, it seems like you 密漁。
あ、そうかそうか。ウニとか取ってんじゃないかみたいな。そっか。
What are some of these dangerous animals that you have to look out for?
Well, I don't really know, but like
the sharks mostly, or
well,
are eels dangerous?
Maybe Australia is something, you know, like something else. But like normally, sharks they stay in mid water. And because of the jaws, we, you know, like we really have this fear of sharks.
Right.
You know, they just attack everything that they see. But the truth is not. And like, they are not like humans. They eat to get energy. So if they have to fight, if they have to use the energy to get energy, then there is no reason to eat. So first they eat something that is dead.
Right.
Then they eat...old, not people, but old, you know, fish.
Right.
And then they eat the newborn babies.
So easy prey.
Yes. And then if there's nothing, then they go for something that moves. So when the sharks comes closer and closer to the shore, which means they didn't get any food where they are. And they go shallower and shallower.
Right.
And then when you are on the surfboard and they only hand and feet,from underwater, you look like a sea lion.
Right.
They develop like the weird patterns on the bottom of the board now so that sharks don't think that.
Yeah, sure. And then, you know, when you wait for the waves, you're not really moving, right?
Right.
So, yes.
So, it's kind of an easy target. Didn't some sharks show up, where was it? In Chiba or something?
I don't know.
They were saying that the sharks are coming closer to land in Japan, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because of...
overfishing? Or?
Possibly some changes in the ecosystem that we don't really understand yet.
Right.
But, yeah, so sharks come and attack us...But it's really our fault for messing up the ocean.
Totally.
Too,
right? Right. まあ本当に確かに上手のせいはあるかもね。なんか、まあダイバーがサメに襲われるなんて聞いたことないから、まあそのスクーターで行った時も、本当にワイトティップシャークスが大量にいるところまで潜って行って、すごい見たんだけど、それを ダイビングしたことない人に言うと、うんうん、なんか、サメ怖いも絶対嫌だみたいな感じに、
う
ん、そう言われるけど、うんうんうん、あっちが怖がってね、そもそも近づいてこないから、
そもそも近づかない。うん、そ
う。But they have those videos too of、like cage diving in yeah, South
yeah.
Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Great white shark is something else.
Yeah. Right, right, right. They,
those great whites, like, but also, they just break those cages so easily.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's in the cage and he's like filming or something. And all of a sudden the shark just yeah. breaks it and the shark's inside the cage. The guy is outside of the cage. There's like another shark. It's like, oh my God. Like, what were you guys thinking?
But yeah, they're giving food, right?
Right, right,
That's
right.
Why
right.
They kind of
Yeah.
But yeah, one of my dreams is that I would love to swim with great white shark without the cage. That'd be cool.
You have to find a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to find a one really that's big.
Not the hungry ones.
Right.
They're huge.
They're huge.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've seen videos of them when they attack something on the surface,
yeah.
they come completely out.
Yeah.
Like they actually can jump.
Yeah.
You know, if I try to jump out of the water, then nothing happens.
Moody.
So the amount of power and speed they have to actually, for something that large
Amazing,
to fly,
yes.
yeah.
it's crazy.
その記憶にある中だったら、そのエンカウンターの中で一番すごかった生き物って何ですか？
やっぱりクジラだね。
そっか。
They're really big.
Right.
そう。
Have you seen a blue whale?
No, I'd love to.
Are they pretty rare?
Well, if you go to the right place and if the captain is good, then yes, you can meet.
そっか。
Yes. Yeah. So yes, you have to find the right crew and the right moment. Yes. Yeah.
あみさんは日本生まれですか？
うん、日本生まれ。
何歳まで日本に住んでた？
一応高校卒業までは日本の高校にはいたんですけど、でも小学校もなんか半分インターナショナルスクールみたいな感じで、一クラスが6年間の山の上のちっちゃな学校で、でそこはその外国の子供たちがいたりとかして、英語のクラスもカンバセーションであって、だから日本人外国人っていう前にそういう何ミックスだっててっていうのがあって、で中学入って公立になっていきなり何一クラスの小学校でアイちゃんから10クラスのふたきさんになって、 It doesn't matter who you are but
right.
you must be part of you know the school or
right,
the class
right.
and I was like why I really didn't yeah, get that、
right.
and so で中学からいつも夏休みとかは語学留学とかで外に出てて、で高校からも行きたかったんだけど、でもやっぱりうちの家族がもしかしたら日本に将来帰ってきたいかもしれない、した時に中卒になっちゃうからお願いだから高校入ってって言われて、で高校行って、で高校で1年の交換留学して、でそこで完全にその学校の違いっていうか、向こうは先生あなたは何が好き何が上手なのっていうのを引き出そうとするけど、日本はあなたの偏差値はこの学校だからここに行きなさいみたいな。
Right. So yeah, but, was it in the States? Where did you go for a year?
For 1 year I went to Quebec.
Ah, okay.
To learn French, well, Quebecois.
Right.
I wanted to learn something else than English.
So you speak French?
I was, but now I speak Spanish. So
okay.
Yeah, Spanish took it over.
Wow.
French or Spanish.
But yeah, Spanish is much easier for me than French. You know,
right.
Sound is really hard.
Pronunciation. で、じゃあ、高校の後は、あれじゃあ、教員をやってたのは、
もう小学校とか。
あ、
ちっちゃい、ほんとちっちゃい時。
へぇ。
そうで小学校6年生の時に腕を2回骨折しちゃって、
Ouch.
それでもう何競泳って、ね、休んじゃったらもうそれで取り返しがつかないぐらいあれになっちゃうから、だからすごい練習大会のために練習したんだけど、その1週間前に骨折しちゃって、しかもなんか何一輪車に乗ってビデンってこけて、でボキッって落ちてで、そうで大会出れなくて、でもチャオ。
Do you hurt yourself often, like on accident? Or?
No.
Nothing like that. you came here on a bicycle today,
so.
I don't know, maybe you're like, seems like a really active person.
I just don't like the train.
Right. Oh.
I can't really take it. Mm. No.
じゃあその当時は、その競泳選手になるっていうつもりだったっていうこと？
っていうつもりでもなくて、なんかその小学校がすごい遠いところで、でうちの周りにもそんな同じ年の
子供たちとかがいなくて、だからなんかその近所で遊ぶっていうよりもそういういろんな習い事をなんかやってた中の一つが水泳で、
あ、okay.
だからなんかそすごくなんだろう、私ピュアな子供だったと思うなんか言われたことそのまま OK っつってやってて、だから水泳もあ OKOKOK っつってやってたみたいな。
そっか、うん、私も水泳習ってたんだけどな、何が違ったのちょっとタレントがなかった。
Did you go to swimming school?
Yeah, I was 小学校1年生から6年生まで行ってたんだけど、うん、
Is that still popular?Because I went to swimming school too. It seemed like everyone was going to swimming school.
Right.
When I was young.
Yeah. I don't know now, but
yeah, for me, I had to go.
Right.
Yeah. Because 学校で授業があるときに、やっぱ急にできないから、もうじゃあクラス行くしかないみたいな感じ。Because I was really scared of, you know, breathing underwater.
Right. Okay.
So.I was abnormally scared. So,
how long can you hold your breath for?
I don't know. やったことない。
I tried the other day.
Yeah.
I was trying to get better at it. But it's like I can't really get past like 2 minutes.
But it's like, good.
すごいじゃん、
really、
でも。
Yeah. Actually, just... in the water, it's much easier than on land. Yes. Yes.
Oh, why is that?
Because when you touch like I don't know this part that the face, if you put the face in the water.Then your mammalian diaphragm kicks much quicker.
Oh, so なのか. Wow.
But 2 minutes is really good, though.
But 2 minutes is, I feel like it's not long enough to do anything. Like,
it
you,
is
you have to come back right away.
It is long.
No, but at like 1 minute, I'm already tsurai. Like, you know, it's like, it gets uncomfortable.
Yeah, tsurai
よ
普通は.
But I would be the same because, well, people like misunderstand about me, but.I'm not, how to say it? It's not because I love freediving, that's why I'm doing. It's more like freediving is the only way that I can be natural underwater. That's why I use freediving. So I'm really not good at holding a breath. So if I just have to hold the breath, I can't because I don't see the reason why
right.
I'm holding a breath. But if there's a whale, if there's a dolphin, if there's something
right,
that, you
right.
know,Then, yes, I hold my breath because there's a reason.
でも全然へっちゃらで苦しくもなんともないとかそういうわけではないっていうこと。
When is the moment? Yes. I'm not. But when I'm just holding to hold, I'm like, can I come up?
そっかそっか。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
だからイルカがいるとことかでやってみないといけないね。
Yeah.
So, when I was training and for the static apnea is just holding a breath, there's like many way to not to think holding a breath. So like you like singing a song or you think of somewhere like dreamy, you know, place or you just remember of your dream of last night, blah, blah, blah. So I tried all of them, which didn't really work. And one last thing I tried was cooking.
In your head?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you know, like, first I prepared, like, okay, this is carrot, da-da-da-da-da, and I start to cut da-da-da. But then, like, when you get harder and harder, it goes like sampun cooking. Uh-huh. So, like, you know, oh, here is the thing which is ready already.
Oh, yeah.
So you are not actually cooking anymore.
Right, right, right.
And then in a few seconds, yes, I'm done.
この15分間似たものがこちらですみたいなね。
I don't know how to cook, so that's not going to work.
No, so maybe you can think of your, let's say, like walk from here to, you know, to somewhere.
あと車の整備のこととかがいいんじゃない、マイケルだったら。車直すときのこととか。I don't know.
So the trick is that you just think of something else.
Yeah.
Or listen to the music. You know, nowadays there's a waterproof, you know.
あ、そっかそっか。
What do animals sound like under the ocean?
Depend on the animals.
Like when you were with those 12 whales.
Right.
Were they talking or... I guess you didn't remember it so clearly, but...
No.Yeah,
but usually.
Well, those whales, when it was heat run, which is there was 13 male whales, and they go after one female.
Oh, wow.
And if whoever wins, they get the lady, right?
Oh, wow.
So they're not really talking, but the eyes are talking each other. Uh-huh. Like who is winning or, you know, who's go faster or not, but not really, you know, sounding anything.
Do they look around a lot?
Does the eyes,
the eye actually moves?
So one of them look at me, but yeah, whatever, you know. You're not my lady.
right.
So, but there's like the moment that they sing, which is they are alone and they standing like head down, their fins up, and they're like,
They actually like that. They point down like that.
So what? Sing.
So what? What are they communicating?
To call
with?
Girls, ladies.
Oh, okay.
Why?
To
get why their do attention. They point down?
I don't know. Easier to
Because if I did a headstand every time I talked to someone, that would be weird.
Nampa suru tabini sakadachi.
I didn't even know whales could do this.
Yeah.
So they're just in the water
like
this. I think
it's easier to stay. Yes. And then I think it's easier to be at one place. Because so more weight is to the head part, I suppose.
So, 年間にどれぐらい潜ってるというか海に入ってるものですか。
いろんな今は昔の方がすっごい入ってた。昔はもう本当に350日ぐらいずっと入ってたけど、でも今はそれ以外の陸のこととかも結構増えたりとか自分のプロジェクトをやりたいからそれを進めるためにこうやってお話しするとかっていうことが増えてるから、それでもなんだろう3分の2ぐらいはいるのかな。
大体どこにいるんですか、アイさんを見つけようと思ったら。
見つけようと思ったら暖かめの海かな。でも来月からまたトンガ行きます。
Oh, wow.
ハンパク、ザトウクジラ、ハンパクウェルス。そうそうそう。
Wow. 泳
ぎに。Are you aware of how strange your life is?
No. I'm aware that I'm not really like Japanese that I know.
Yeah.
Because, every time when I come back, no one really thinks that I'm Japanese. Like when I go to the restaurant, they try to talk to me in English. So I'm like, I don't know. Okay, thank you.
But you think it's spending so much time overseas has kind of changed who you are.
Yeah. And then also my primary school, I think, changed so much.
まあそれが普通だったから。
そうだね。
そうか。
So you do such a strange specific thing for a living.
Right.
You know, everyone else is on the dry stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're on the crust.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, and you know, we have air conditioning on and stuff generally.
Yeah.
But you're out like in this place with things that aren't human.
Yeah.
And you have some relationship with them. And it's a really unique experience, I'm sure.
Like, totally.
It's and I guess what you want to make clear is it's more accessible than we think it is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, totally. Yes. And then we have to leave our ego on shore when you're on the water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Or anywhere you go, I think. To the mountain, to the safari, you know.
Yeah.
Anywhere, yes. And yes, every time when I go to, you know, like those places, then all the locals, they say like, oh, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, it was beautiful. But now, you know, blah, blah, blah. All the time. And then also when I come back to Tokyo or to this civilization, I feel like, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah.
All the time, I feel that.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. and then also at the same, I know that money
people
is important.
Think, what is she doing?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yes, but yeah, like, you know, money is important to do what we want to do. But at the same time, when you die, you cannot bring all those monies, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So
don't tell people this is a secret. Everyone's gonna go to heaven and have tons of, you know, cars and like nice house and
computers.
So I get like big questions, you know. Like,
yeah, it must be shocking for you as someone who cherishes the ocean so much to go and like talk to locals like you do and to like actually see it happening.
Yeah.
And then you come back and everyone else is like, oh yeah, we know, 地球温暖化, yeah, we know. But we don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we do nothing. And yeah, you're kind of just, you go and you see it and you come back and you tell people and it's like, is this working? Are we going to fix this? You know?
Sure. So before I wanted to change, you know, I wanted to do something about it. But then I realized that that's my ego. So now what I do is I just share my experiences.
Right.
And then also I never really talk about environment and stuff because I buy stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I am not like in the middle of nowhere and cultivating my own veggies and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Solar powered.
Yes. So I don't say that. Mm. But I do as much as I can. And then also my work, I didn't want to do with this, you know, like 온난화 or whatever, you know, environmental stuff. Because if I say so, then people make a big wall.
Right.
And not seeing the true beauty in it. So
I've heard this idea, like if we could feel what we are doing to the earth, then we would stop doing it.
Right.
And so to some extent, like rather than having the information about 地球温暖化, it's more important that we actually can feel it.
Yes.
And that we for people to love the ocean, other problems will be solved as a result of that.
Totally.
So it's like we need to learn to appreciate the ocean first. Sure. And then we can act on our information.
Totally.
Yeah. Or I mean, just by looking at her pictures with, you know, sharks, like, you know, amazing pictures that she has, you know, then, you know, you don't really need to be told what to do, right? Like if you can kind of motivate yourself to do something about it.
We're not really told to love the ocean.
No. That's something that we have. And then also I believe that, you know, something to change first, your heart, your feeling, you know, must change. And then, you know, it's really going to happen. So I would like to be my work as a seed or as, you know, as kikake for something else.
Right.
And yeah. So, and then also, you know, before we were born, we are in Mother's Big Ocean. So, you know, we came from the water, I believe, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like when we did the floating tank, like, you know, the floating tank, like a, naka koyu shikakui tank no naka ni, あのすごい塩分が高い濃度が高い水が入ってて、そこに浮かんで、あのもう音と光が完全に遮断されたところで、まあ瞑想したりするみたいな。
In Tokyo?
Yeah, everywhere basically.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Talasso therapy?
It was developed by I think a guy named John Lilly.
Right. It's like Watsu, isn't it?
It's just sensory deprivation experimentation is where it started.
Yeah,
so
right.
Sensory deprivation as in like no sound, no visuals, you don't feel anything, body temperature water.
Right.
And then we make the water dense using Epsom salt so you like float.
So you don't really feel the gravity either.
And so if you just stay still after maybe like 10-15 minutes, you can't feel your body anymore. It's gone.
Yeah.
Your body sort of disappears.
Okay.
And you're just, so now you're in space or you're somewhere.
Right.
But
yeah, like
there's nothing.
I couldn't feel my hands anymore. And I felt like I was merged with water.
Right.
なんかもう自分が水に入ってるっていうことすらも忘れちゃうっていうか分かんない感じで、その時になんかもうだから自分のバウンダリーがないから、赤ちゃんもお腹に入ってる時、多分自分にバウンダリーがあることを分かってないんだ、多分と思って、あのなんかそれ急に気づいたっていうか、
それ面白い。
It's really interesting.
I'd love to go. Yeah.
It's, one interesting about it is you can't even if you know that you're still in the isolation tank, you can't check really, like unless you move, but you're not. You've decided not to move or anything. So it's like, even if you open your eyes and look around or think about it, there's not really anything to like make sure you're still there. So it's kind of a weird experience.
Yeah. So, like, it is. Body is not there anymore.
How did you feel with, like, scuba diving? I always feel kind of weird psychologically scuba diving.
Sure.
It's just like I'm an intruder. and my breathing is like really loud, like
yeah,
just.
So scuba はね、あのアイソレーションタンクみたいにな感じにはなれないね、ちょっと。
Free diving is more the way.
ね、そっちの方が近そうと思った。なんか話を聞いてて。
But just being deep in the ocean for someone who, like, if someone's never done it before and they go into the ocean. You know, it's just as crazy as going to space. It's just as crazy as... Because now, like, all the, like, deer and trees are replaced by, like, coral and these other things. And everything can sort of float around. And you're the slowest thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel so slow in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so slow. I just see these fish going...
Yeah.
And I'm just like slowly turning, and I'm like losing my balance. I'm like shit. Like,
well, that's why I really like the scooter because then I'm a bit faster, so I don't feel too slow anymore. Yeah.
Like, I went with my friends, and for some of them it was the first time ever.
Right.
So one of my friends like just fell over, and he couldn't get up. He looked so stupid. Like, he would almost get up, and then he would like fall again, and it's just like.
What was he doing?
He was just on his back, and he like he couldn't.
What?
But it's like it's, you know, your vision is kind of obstructed, when it's your first time, there's like so much stuff to think about,
and you can.
It's just we look so awkward and just doing this thing, you know, where you're trying not to fall for like 30 seconds, and then you fall.
It's just
面白いね when I freedive I see scuba divers and then you know they have like a freaking moment and it's just like
but you look so smooth in the ocean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just you look completely natural, like I think that's part of it too, like if fish see you like losing your balance and like being all awkward and stupid looking, like they don't want
to get you. なんかね、そのbuoyancy control というかね、素潜りで、あれができるっていうのはもうなんか信じられない、すごい、あの、なんていうの、だから私は潜ろうとしたらもう浮いちゃうから、
多分ウェイトつけてなかったからだと思う。ウェイトスーツを着てるとそれが、あの浮力になっちゃうから、
right,
でしかも、right. っていっぱい吸っちゃったらさらに浮力がついちゃうから、
だからね、ああいう風にこう自在にフィンとゴーグルだけで動き回れるのを見てるとすごいなんか。Liberating、見てるだけでも、
ありがとう。
でもなんか海の中ってあのモルディブ行った時に本当に毎日毎日ダイビング行ってて、その私の夫がライセンスを取ってって、その時暇だからもう自分だけ勝手に行ってて、その時になんか海の中って陸上よりさらに生き物の数が多いっていうか、ね、なんか本当にいろんな生き物がいっぱいいるから、そのそれに慣れてくると上がってきた時にちょっと寂しい感じがして、なんかアリと人間しかいないみたいな、なんか種類がちょっと違う、
いっぱいあるもんね、
だからこの間先週セブ島行った時に、あれなんだと、なんか透明の浮いてるこういうなんか、
あ、プランクトンみたいなやつじゃない、大きい、
こんな大きいの、それなんかそう透明で内臓が見えるの、
ね、ジェリーみたいな感じでしょ、
そう、あれプランクトンなんだ、
プランクトンとジェリーフィッシュの
間みたいな、
あとね、私ね、魚のことをよく知ってると思われるけど、なんか大きな魚、ちっちゃな魚、いっぱいの魚とかっていうぐらいだから、
そかそかそか、まあ別に魚学者じゃないから、
ね、じゃないね、
You know like base like the what is it マンボウとか、
あ、有名なやつってこと、
そう、有名なやつはわかるよ、
さすがに、
さすがに、
But that's hard too. I mean, how many are there? It just seems like it's endless.
すごいよね。
And they, you know, they go to the deep ocean, and it's completely different.
Yeah.
It's like another ocean.
Another world, right?
ね、本当。
Like a space.
だからあの透明の浮いてるやつですらもなんかこんなものがこの世にあったんだみたいな、なんか内臓見えてるし、
ね、キラキラキラってしてるのね、真ん中ね、
そうで、ちょっとピョンポンって触ったの、そしたら結構硬い、なんかプリッとしてて、わーみたいな、
ね、
なんかすごい、なんか同じ惑星に住んでるっていうことが信じられないっていうか、この不思議な見た目の、まあ、マンタとかもね、あの、デザイン見てると普通に生き物っていうよりも なんか建築物みたいとか、
あ、面白いね、
なんかここがペラペラして、ね、うん、巻いたりするし、
あれしてる、お腹のそのあのスポットっていうの、黒い斑点で、あの個体識別するの。
ああ
のお腹のそれは一人一人違うんだって。
あ、指紋みたいな感じ。うん、wow.
That's true for like orcas too, yeah.
Orcas, yes.背びれでよくチェックしてた。
あ、そっかそっか。ああ、海行きたいな。
They like the tube sort of design in the ocean. Kind of a, like sharks are like a tube, and then it has like fins.Attached, you know,、
uh-huh.
and orcas、are kind of like, right? Uh-huh. Like uh-huh. the cylinder, it's kind of aerodynamic, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And it's、yeah. interesting to see, like whales have the horizontal、yeah. fin, and、right. sharks have the vertical yeah, fin, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and like, what's up with all these designs?
Yes,
like
the yeah,
本当不思議
different strategies.
Yeah, right. なんか stingrays、sure. とかもね、全然もう平みたいな。
そうだね。
Yeah, and then it does like some weird.
そうそうそう、
like、the whole thing does this.
Right, sure,
sure. すごい可愛かった。あとなんか初めてこんな大きいもう親指以上のウミウシを見て、すごいなんか活発に動いてて、ハワイで見るとね結構ちっちゃいそうからこんな大きいんだよ。それが4匹か5匹ぐらいなんかウニョウニョウニョってそう一緒にいて、こんな大きくなるんだみたいな。で本当にこういうあの人工的っぽい水色っていうか、すごい
ビビッドな
ビビッドな、そう水色だったから、わお、だから
I think sorry like seahorse、
uh-huh.
is so strange、
oh, yeah.
yeah.
what, 夏の年後
what is this like what is this、ね、thing a seahorse、
しかもお腹に子供を入れてるとか、ね、面白いし、ね、
and it looks like a horse and the way that it moves、ah. it's just like、yeah. it just moves
yeah, yeah. Like flying right
it doesn't right, right. it doesn't like have to do anything it just、yes. kind of hovers
right, right.
私はそれを食べる人がいるっていうことも結構びっくりする、
oh, is that they eat those
China right
yeah yeah yeah, yeah.
dried、
そう。
I think so.
でも人でもね、あの香港であのドライで売ってた。なんかだしとかにするらしい。
ウニみたいにそれを割って、sorry、それを割って食べるとか。うん、でも外国人から言わせると日本人がウニを食べるっていうのも
あーね、
クレイジーみたいなね。
ね、まあ生魚とかもね嫌な人もいるぐらいだから。
でもそう、あの変な魚もいるよ。なんか水底に。立ってるみたいな感じで泳がせようとするとすごい泳ぎが下手なの。Supposed to be fish, right?
Like puffer fish is like that. Like when I go snorkeling, the most fun is the puffer fish because I know it can't run away. It's so slow. Especially if you have fins on, like you're way faster than a puffer fish. But every other fish is gone, like right away, and just the puffer fish is like, shit, I'm so slow.
Unless you go at night, right? Like at night, everyone's sleeping and you can like pet them and they're like, もう気にしない。もう爆睡してる。That was so weird.
The ocean is so scary at night, though.
So interesting. Have you ever tried this, what's the name? You know, you, at night dive, but you go with this special kind of mask, like filtered, like green filter or something. And then you have this blue light. So you can see all, how to say, you know?
Like fluorescent.
Yes. It's amazing.
Oh,
yeah. All the corals and some fish like moray eels, you know, like amazing.
I almost did it when I was in Indonesia, but I didn't do it. But
next
now
time,
I have
you
to do
really
it.
Should, yes. Yeah. And even by freediving, by snorkeling, you can see them, you know?
Oh, right,
wow. I really loved it.
Yes. I want to learn how to freedive. Don't you want to learn?
Yeah, I want to learn too.
You guys should.
How do people do it? Like, are there lessons that we can in Tokyo?
I'm not really sure, but there's a few freediving schools.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so gonna go. I'm serious. I'm serious. Because 本当にね、あのイルカ見に行ったりした時に、あのね潜りたいの。私はね、イルカと同じ深さに行きたいんだけど。よしと思ってもいけないから浮いちゃって、だからこう上でチャプチャプ見るしかないみたいな、で近づいてきてくれるのを待つしかないから、
でも本当に彼らそのあのアシカと泳いだ時もそうなんだけど、あの彼らからすると本当に私は一番下手っぴなダイバーだし、すぐに呼吸しないといけないしみたいな。だからでも彼らが一緒に遊ぶクジラもそう、一緒に遊びたいと思ったらあの速度遅くしてくれるし、待っててくれるし、迎えに来てくれるから。
I feel like turtles are like that too. When I was in Indonesia, I was swimming with a sea turtle, but it just kind of swam like we swam at the same speed.
なんかね、気にしてくれる時ありますよね。なんかちょっとあっちも見たいみたいな。
そうそうそう。お互いチェッキンアウ
ト。お互い見てるみたいな。
Yeah, but then I stuck my head out of the water and I was so far from the shore. I was following this turtle the whole time. And it was just going straight out into the ocean. But I was just snorkeling. I wasn't trying to lose track of the turtle.
Right. Whale shark もなんかそうすごいゆっくり泳いでくれて、多分なんか興味あったのかな。
Do people ever get eaten by like whales or you know like there's the Pinocchio story.
Oh.
He ends up inside the whale.
Right.
It's possible, right? Their mouths are so huge.
Yes. Yeah.
But we're pretty huge too. No, for them to accidentally.
But like a blue whale or something, I feel like you could just if you're not paying attention, maybe
on their way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But. I mean, even though they're really huge, they have their sense.
Right.
Until, you know, the last bit of their body. So, like, one point I had, like, almost, you know, his back fin can hit me, but didn't.
Oh.
You know, change a bit, you know, the 角度, so that didn't hit me. So, I think they know. But if, like, let's say, like, some sea lions or something in front of suddenly come in front of you and the shark try to you know like grab the sea lion and sea lion escaped but we just stayed and
right
that could happen
right
yeah accidentally
bad scenario
worst luck ever
but right. but yeah they're not stupid though. They're not like,
right
blind.
They have fairly large brains, these whales, right? Like, what are they doing with all that brain?
I don't know.
What social if, stuff?
Yeah, like, what are they... Because they don't seem like they're... I mean, I guess they're fairly intelligent, but what are they doing with their intelligence, you know?
It's kind of mysterious. Sperm whales, who goes down to 2,000 meters, the deepest diver on the Earth. And they just eat a giant squid under there.
Okay.
And they socialize.
They eat giant squids?
Wow.
At 2,000 meters, they fight under there.
Oh,
they only eat that, yes. And their dive is 45 minutes.
Wow.
And they socialize. And they have this clicking sound. And it tells that I'm from Dominica and the name.
Wow.
So all the whales from Dominica, they have same clicking sound for the first, like click, 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 click.
Right.
Everybody start to say that, telling that, you know, my name is something and blah, blah, blah. They talk.
Yeah, they have Hogan, right?
Yeah.
Do you understand some whale?
No.
But it seems like eventually we could start to understand, right?
They are a scientist that was studying, but it's so mysterious, you know. Yes.
Right.
But I almost all the time when I swim with them, I could see from their eyes that, you know, you must be honest or you must, you know, like you cannot hide anything or, you know, even though we hide anything, they can see it. They know, they can sense it.
Right.
So, you know, even though you want a trick.
Yeah.
That's not happening, you know. So
maybe the whales talk about you too, right? I saw her the other day. Oh, I've seen her too. Like
there's weird things going on with I know at least sharks have this, but like they have some bioelectric perception or something. Like they can sense electric fields of like nearby animals or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like
it's like echolocation, right?
Well, it's even crazier than echolocation. It's like they can sense like the electricity produced by living things. And like hammerhead sharks have this and they like scan the ground with it.
Huh. So you can't hide from him.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how it worked.
Right.
Okay. I saw hammerhead shark one time in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Really? That was so exciting because apparently it's really rare there.
Yeah.
So all the divers were so excited. Yeah, it looks very strange. Right? Very interesting.
They travel in huge packs. Like, they'll just be like 100 hammerhead sharks at once.
Right. And I think that's sharks, right? When they stop, that's maguro. That's maguro.
Maguro.
Right.
Yeah,
that's crazy too, right?
Too. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, so you can't stop ever.
No, yeah.
So you don't get tired. That's crazy.
What kind of things are you doing to condition your body for free diving?
Well, when I'm in Tokyo, I do yoga. And I do anything that interests me at the moment. So now I do kickboxing.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
I do surfing. I do stand-up paddle. Huh. And those things I like. But as soon as I go to the place where I do free diving, then, when it's the moment that I really have to dive, then I change my diet really strictly to veggies and fruit because that's really easy to digest. And I don't eat before I free dive until I finish.
Okay.
And I do, stretching in the morning.
You were stretching as soon as you came in.
Yeah, you were stretching.
Maybe it was comfortable here.
So what happens if you eat before diving, like free diving?
To digest, also you use oxygen.
Ah, so か。
So you only have one breath, and instead of staying longer in the water, do you need to digest underwater? I don't think so.
So か。
Yes. But there are people who need energy. So yeah, it's up to your body. But for me, it's better that empty.
What's your schedule like? Do you 暮らし? 想像できない。
Like here in Tokyo?
Or, I mean, like, maybe every week looks totally different for you?
Right. So when I'm here in Tokyo, like, my priority is yoga.
Okay.
So I try to put all the works between the yoga classes.
Okay.
But when I have, you know, like, when I have to go somewhere else, then, yeah, that's another story. But, yes.
Are those breathing exercises you do?
Like, it's pranayama. Yogic breathing, yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
How did you learn that?
Well, first I learned when I started to learn freediving. And then gradually I, you know, keep practicing the same ones. But then a few years ago, I went to India to learn the real pranayama breathing. Mm. And that was cool, too. The professor, he's 87 years old.
Wow.
And he's, like, smiling all the time. And he's happy is everything. You know? That's really cool. Yes.
So what is the pranayama breathing?
Pranayama is you breathe from your nose. Mm-hmm. And it's more like your energy moving.
Okay.
Mm-mm. And there's many different kind of pranayama. And one is like, you know, you bringing your energy up or you coming down or cooling down, you know, like heat up. So, yeah, many kind. And then one thing I realized is that, like, breathing is something that you cannot see. So it's really strong. So if you do it wrong, then it really does bad to your body or your mind. Yes.
People say they can reach, like, psychedelic states of mind by the breathing techniques.
Mm-hmm. And yoga too. Yeah, it should be combined.
Do you experience that at all?
Not on land, really. Maybe underwater. The moment that I don't remember, maybe that's the moment. Yes,
right.
When, so, you know, everything comes together.
What does this breathing technique do for your freediving ability?
Like for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, like still tight your lungs and your diaphragms and everything.
Yeah.
Is you separate your lungs into two parts. One is the bottom part, one is the top part, which is the chest part.
Okay. Mm.
And then first you try to put as much air as possible to your belly part.
and so not moving your chest part, just the stomach part, and only that. And you practice a few times and imagining that, you know, the big balloon is
right,
like filling up. Small,
腹式呼吸ということ right?
Mm-hmm. 腹式呼吸 yes. And then you move to the chest part, and then you just move the chest and breathe in as much as possible, and then, you know, so you start to stretch your lungs, and then that would be the best thing that you can do. But you cannot really put any tension to your shoulder. Not like, you know, that's not really happening. Yes. Okay. So you should really relax. And then also another thing which helps is breathing as long as you can. And 一定のリズム、あの、じゃなくて一定に。And that also helps you to calm down too. So it's like part of meditation.
It's interesting. It's just something we do so subconsciously or unconsciously that no one really breathes.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
No one's breathing.
Yes.
It's just kind of, yeah, I'm still alive. We're chilling. But no one's doing anything with breathing.
Yeah, I've talked about this on the show a couple times, but なんかダイビングやって気づいたのが、やっぱり自分が息を止める癖がある。あの普段から陸上にいる時も、だから呼吸が浅いし、あの知らないうちに息を吸ってない時があってなぜか。だからそうすると多分だから夜寝れない時とかやっぱり気づくとちゃんと呼吸してないっていうか浅いみたいな。だから水に入るとそれを思い出すっていうか、
あ、気づかされる。
そう、いつも息してたんだ、そういえば、なんか人間って呼吸してるんだみたいな。
ね、本当に呼吸は唯一それをやめちゃうと一日でもないと死んじゃう。唯一ね、水もね一日なくても全然生きていけれるけど。
Same as マグロ。
まあ、そうだね。
だから本当はすごい大事なんだけど、でも生まれた時からずっとやってるから気づいてないっていうだけ。But it's really important.
Right.
There's an application too, though. Practicing pranayama.
Oh, like teaches you.
そうか。So, do you teach to people?
I do. Yeah. Not like, not how to say itsumo demo I do
okay
yeah now I am planning to do a retreat with my yoga teacher
okay
yeah mixing yoga and freediving
wow
yes because to straight to freediving is kind of you know like big hurdle but then first you connect with yourself online with yoga and then bring them to underwater and then find themselves in the water
hey yaritai where where is it gonna happen I have to go
yeah you should right
can you is there anything like yoga underwater it seems like
well,
are there any like poses? You are posing underwater, right? Because it's photography and
for photos, right. Yes. But underwater, I like to stretch myself, and that feels really good. Oh. I like it. Yeah.
You do kind of get weirdly loose underwater, like the
right.
You sit in a chair for a few hours, and it's like you might as well have rigor mortis or something.
Right.
You really get
まあ gravity かな.
Well, we just.
Like you're just floating.
They use water for like rehabilitating joint injuries and stuff.
Right, sure.
Just because there's no sudden strain on your body. Everything's like really fluid.
Right, sure.
And then your limbs tend to move in more directions.
Sure.
Like swimmers' shoulders are all like super loose and crazy.
Yeah. 確かにね。なんかダイビングしててもすごい静かな時海が、なんか息もちゃんとしてるし、まあ聞こえるから、なんか眠くなってきちゃうというか、たまになんかリラックスしすぎて、それはなんかあんまり座ってたらならないっていうかね。まあそれ多分呼吸を意識してないからだと思うんだけど。
ね。
I wanna go.
You know that the documentary that I was showing you about Audrey Mester? I don't know if you've heard about this case, but Audrey Mester was a free diver who was trying to break the record for like depth. Deep.
Yeah,
and
that's like long time ago, right? Like 10, 20 years ago, something.
Maybe like 10 years ago,
right?
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like her, she trusted her husband to like fill the thing with air and stuff, and he like fucked up everything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So, what kind of setup do you have? Like going in, do you worry about this stuff? Like there must be someone, people that you trust, significantly.
Sure.
There's safety precautions.
I wanted to ask that too, because when I saw the cave video, there were so many people around you, right?
Well, for that cave one, is I didn't do to get the record. It's more like I wanted to share this oneness, and just doing a free diver, nobody cares, and they just think, yeah, whatever, right? So that's why I did the Guinness record.
Right.
So it's more than safety. I made like for, you know, like for how to say, like short time, right?
Ah, okay.
But anyway, yeah. When it's for, let's say, filming for NHK and stuff, I always have my own safety with me.
Okay.
So that person is, yes, always looking at me. And then, because when it's the moment, like, I don't really think of myself. I think of to get the best images or, you know, for the encounter itself. So I don't really notice myself. And then also when you, like, really black out, you don't know. Like, when you have, like, this hard time underwater, like, oh, am I gonna die? That moment you fight. So you will make it up to the surface.
Ah, そっかそっかそっか.
But the blackout itself is like you fainting out.
そっかそっか.
So you don't really notice.
Right.
Actually, it's more dangerous when you feel really good, and then when you feel that you can stay forever, and like half dreaming.
Right.
That's like like wake up okay, go, you know.
Have you blacked out
a few times?
But
that was like for preparation for, when I was training, and then but anyway, so I always have this person looking at me, and then this person should know how my dive and then my style and everything. So if that person sees like, ah, this is not, then just bring me out to the from the water and wake up, you know.
So he has scuba gear, right?
No,
he's free diving as well.
Because scuba gear, you cannot go up and down.
Ah, そっかそっかそっか. Wow.
And then also the thing is that I am not really doing my limit diving. Actually, I do more shorter dives, but more often. Because you don't really know when it's the moment.
Right.
So if you go like long dives and there's nothing, and as soon as you come up, oops, you know, there's a whale coming or something.
Right,
then,
right.
Oops, you know, you cannot go down anymore. So it's better you do the short dives, but more often, and then you're ready.
Right.
Who's taking the pictures usually?
When I have, how to say, the choice, then I have this one photographer, cinematographer that I trust.
Okay.
Are they wearing scuba gear?
Depend on the situation. When it's like with sea mammals, then they don't. Because it's better. They can move also. But when there's more deeper stuff, then they wear scuba gears. And yes.
This is really interesting to me. Just there's such a practical side to freediving. Whereas I think the perception is kind of like it's a thrill-seeking sort of crazy thing to try to do. It's like, I'm going to do it without scuba gear. But there's actually, you know, very practical, like meaningful side to the ability.
Totally.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, the Aubrey so-and-so, I forgot her name, but her...
Audrey Mester?
Yeah, her video too, like... So she passed out and she was like floating away. And the diver found her. But then... It was at like 90 meters or something, right? So the diver could not bring her up, right? Because it was for his safety.
Between the two divers, right?
Yeah.
The diver who is deeper, he cannot go up. The diver who is shallower, he cannot go down. So she was on between of two.
Yeah, and even when he found her, he had to make his own safety stop. So.
Yes.
you know, he's just holding her, like, can't do anything.
Yeah, sure, sure.
So that's pretty scary. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I started freediving, I was filming the competitions to earn my life. Okay, it's not good or bad, right? Each one has the different, you know, like, the way of thinking or, you know, interest. So, but it was not my thing. Because when I see, and then I didn't see any, like, you know, like, gracefulness or oneness with the water, just like, da, 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 you know, going down. Yeah. And then, like, some of them, like, blackout and then coming up or you know, like, or static, like, holding, like, 8-9 meters. Okay, that's great, yes. Yeah. But, you know, like, at the surface, like, eyes are somewhere else, and then, you know, like, lips colored, like, green or something. And I'm like, why are you doing this? You know, to say that you're what?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So. Mermaid. Is their job.
Yeah,
like,
I have a friend, and I asked her what you do, and she said, I am a mermaid. I'm like, all right, what you do? I'm a mermaid.
Yeah, that's their job.
I met a mermaid, actually, but she worked at Disneyland.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's like they wear this special...
That real, the mermaid thingy, right?
Thing. Yeah. And then they're really good at swimming, and that's
there's
their
a
job.
Bar. In United States. Oh. And there's a little tank that a mermaid swim back and forth. And then people drink watching her. Okay.
そう、yes. なんかね、男性もいるんですよね。男女。そうそう。で、インスタグラムとかに結構いっぱいいて。
Wait, what is the merman の下半身はどうなってるの？
Same, same.
同じ同じ。こういう。
Same as a mermaid thingy.
そう。
Yeah.
で、なんかまあ結構すごい幻想的ななんか写真を撮ったりとかしてるんだけど、そのコミュニティがあるの、なんかその人魚の。
Actually, in Philippines, there's a mermaid school that you can learn how to be mermaid. I don't know what, but yeah.
I've seen a drawing of kind of the reverse, where the 上半身が魚で。
ハギョジン。Right, yeah.
半魚人だと急にちょっとなんかね、あんまり。
ちょっと綺麗じゃない。
うん、綺麗じゃない。
Yeah, like why? What is that? Like why if you change the top part to a fish, it's so bad.
ね。
And the fish and the just has like legs.
Yeah, ケンタウロスとかもね。上がね、逆に。そうだといいけど。
Yeah, the fish one is really bad that way.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, yeah.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
でもね、そう、メーメイの仕事があるんだって思って。
You use that monofin too, yeah?
When I did a record, yes, I used, yes. Mm. But after when I do my own things, I don't use. Because when you go down and up, it's the best to use the monofin because you only use your core muscle. You don't really use your leg muscle because your leg muscle is bigger. But when you want to film or when you want to swim around, then you cannot hover actually with the monofin.
So what are you... Are you just barefoot usually?
Long fins.
Long fins?
Yes.
If you can you do it barefoot or is it just...
Can,
it's
but
really
it's
tough.
Harder. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So just long fins, goggles.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. When... And... The best is I have a snorkel, but then before I go down, then I give my snorkel to my safety, and then I go down with a snorkel.
Do you take a knife or like anything?
No.
People have like gadgets.
Right,
like,
yeah.
A lot of people,
yeah. Sure.
It's like Batman
sure.
or something. They
yes,
have
yes,
all
yes.
kinds of stuff.
I don't. I'm really not good at those things. Like, yeah, some of them, they're like really into the gadget, right? Like, oh, this pin is this, and then, oh, this mask. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. yes. And why you use it? I just use whatever my sponsor gives me. and which is good. So I just...
Right. Yeah, so. Do you ever get seasick?
Actually, you know, like, I heard that the body changes. Oh. And then somehow lately I get seasick.
え、逆に?
Oh, so weird. Yeah. But, I had last year, but then this year, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
そっか。
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
Mm. Yeah. Man, I hate getting seasick.
Yeah.
You don't get seasick under the water?
Actually, when you get seasick, it's better you go into the water. So, yeah. If you're at the surface and with a surge,
right,
then you can feel this, you know, like dizziness. Yes. But,
yeah, なんかボート止まってしばらくしてるときたまに
不安不安って。
So, it's like, one time I got super sick in Thailand and me and my husband, we were both super sick.
Right.
で、なんか、ウェットスーツ着てるし首がね締まってるしギアも重いし、もう二人ともそう暑いし二人とも死にそうになって、もう早く入れて早く飛び込みたいみたいな。でもう一回ね水に入っちゃえば全然大丈夫なんだけど。
What is it about your neck? If you have something like just around your neck, just even touching your neck, it's like I'm gonna puke. But if you just like do this, like.
Yeah,
just a tiny
bit. Yes. You're fine. But dogs and cats, they all have their heads on their heads. That's
right.
Actually, it's scary. Yeah. Like something's around my neck.
I've felt that before. Like if I feel not well for some reason, just the neck area is just like, I just need to breathe.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like the lightest cloth is just touching my neck. I'm like, oh, I need to breathe.
So, I got it. I'm also very sensitive.
Yeah, me too. That's really true. Yeah. Like, yeah, always not try to.
It's weird.
Yes,
it's like such an overreaction.
I know.
Yes,
すごい弱いよね。
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, hold on, I can't breathe. You know?
Yeah. Humans are so weird.
Yeah, totally.
でもなんかずっと海に潜ってて、そのプロスペクティブにずっと自分を置くっていうかしてたら、なんかちっちゃいことにイライラしたりします？まだ
もうなんかでも今は本当になんだろう、嫌なことがあったとしても全てに意味があると思ってるから、あとはなんかすごい大変なことが起こると絶対に次にいいことがやってくるから、それをちゃんと乗り越えなければそこに行けないから、よし頑張ろうとか、そこで負けちゃってやらないとか後退しちゃったらもうその先はないから、 So I go for it、yeah?
Positivity、
ね、あとはなんだろう、そのちっちゃいことを、なんか昔は結構すぐムカとかイラとかしてたけど、でもなんだろう、結局他の人は他人で、他人は自分と同じじゃないから、right. 自分と同じようなことを求めるっていうのはやっぱ自分のエゴでしかない。その自分のエゴっていうのがものすごい、なんだろう、大きな、何、変なこう変な風に向かってるっていうことをしてるんだなっていうのを、本当にヨガをして、そのヨガのティーチャーストレーニングに行ったんだけど、そこですごい学んで、ああって、そっからなんかその同じものでも違う方向から見ると、なんかあ、そうだよねと思って、なんか今でも瞬間的にあっってなるけど、その後シュって落ち着いてあーってなるし、あとはなんか、あーかわいそうと思う。
Sorry
for you. And,
yeah.
But I'm not. You know.
Right. That's what I learned through meditation too. Like the principle of Buddhism and stuff. You know, like you have. They say that if you find someone who's like attacking you or something, then just look at them with mercy. You know, just kind of like, まあある意味、まあ下に見てるわけじゃないけど、まあ、ある意味ちょっと大きな器を持って、自分もペリーにならないっていう。
そう。
I think one thing that helps to realize is that everyone is still a child in some weird way.
Right.
So when you meet someone who's, you know, they can be like 30 years old or whatever, but they might still be, you know, a child in some way.
Inside,
like they were raised a certain way. They've had, you know, certain experiences, and that's why they think what they think.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We have this weird thing where we kind of call them an adult, and now you're like, we want to blame people for everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, ne. I just remembered I did that 10 days vipassana, you know? 10 days meditation where you cannot talk, you cannot listen, you cannot write anything. And then from like, I don't know, you wake up like 4 in the morning and then you do meditation. Like sitting meditation, stand up, like walking meditation. They have like one time of yoga. And there's a monks, you know, like a teaching and da 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 da. And then
where was this?
I did in Thailand when I started freediving.
Ah, okay.
I like when I interest something, I have to do it. I have to try right. it.
You're not scared to challenge yourself.
No, no.
You think but a lot
I,
of people.
I'm scared of high.
Oh,
I don't like height.
Yeah.
So cool. Mm.
That's weird. But when you go in the ocean, you don't really think about it as height.
No.
Yeah. Right?
No.
Even
no.
though you're so high out from the bottom
true,
of the ocean.
True, true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're like 2 kilometers high. And,
right. Yeah.
まあ落ちないもんね。
そうだね。ね、ね、そうだね。
Yeah, I guess so.
痛くないもんね。So, その10-day meditation やった後にどういう感じだった? Like if
when it's like right after this 10 days meditation, I felt like, okay, you know, like world with peace and everything, right? But then as soon as you get out to the real world, it's like, you know, like when the big truck came, right. like almost hit my, like, you know, so, okay, you know, like my whole 20 some years, 10 days yeah. is not enough.
But right.
It is great. What I learned from there is like meditation you can do in anywhere. Like you don't have to sit, you know, cross leg and then close your eyes. No, you can do anywhere. Like riding bicycle, you shouldn't. But you know, when you sit or when you wait for something, you know, like
right.
you can do. So yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. There's. I think people are becoming more aware or like more living in the moment.
Right.
Recently,
yeah.
I think it is
true. Yes.
It's a weird trend.
Yeah.
It's a weird trend. It's like. Let's
good hold, trend.
Yeah, it's a good
yeah,
trend.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's kind of what we need. There's not yeah. quite enough of it yet.
Mm-mm.
But you
it's
know,
getting.
To
yeah, I mean, yeah,
to
I
be
do see
in the
pattern.
Moment is really the only
sure.
way to be happy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yes. you're always like,
yes,
what's,
yeah. Obsessed,
what am I going to
so,
do?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
going to
yeah,
happen?
Yeah. Or yeah. regret the past. Yes, that's why I love free diving for retreat reason. Like my free diving is not how deep you can go or how long you can hold, but you face your fear. You face your wall, and then you have to break yourself. That is free diving, you know?
Right.
And when you do yoga, when you do meditation, maybe you do whole your life, but maybe you won't find anything, you know?
Right.
But maybe the practice is the important part, yes. But the free diving, in like one dive, in 10 seconds, you face to your fear.
Right.
And then you are the only one, you know, who can break down your own wall.
Mm.
And that's the part that I love, you know, then because there you got, you know, like one self, you know, they realize themselves that,
right.
you know, what they're scared of. And I just, you know, gradually let them to try something.
Yeah.
And then when they break that their own wall, they realize that, huh, it was nothing.
Yeah.
And then when they do that, then they say, what was that, you know? Ah, you know, and then their life goes positive, you know? And then they, you know, everything goes like possible.
Right.
Because that the thing that they thought is impossible or they thought is going to die, they didn't.
Right.
So, yeah.
True.
So, yes, I love using free diving that way, you know? But then there are people who like strongly, you know, strong ego or try to hide their fears and stuff, they make many reasons not to do anymore. So when they do, I don't say anything, you know?
Yeah.
But then, for sure, my eyes would say a lot of things, but I don't say anything. But then they know that they drop.
Nothing
you know?
Needs to be said, I guess.
Yeah. I gotta go take some lessons. I don't know why I hadn't done it after like seeing so many like people doing it, you know, with dolphins and stuff.
I've been holding my breath here at home, so I feel like I've already started.
The first step.
First step. Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling you get when you... Nobody does it. Nobody really holds their breath. I mean, when you're a kid, I guess you play around. It's like a thing that, you know, we stick our face in the water and hold your breath. Like me and my brother would do it. We didn't know anything about free diving. We didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
But we were doing it anyways.
Right.
Just out of curiosity.
子供の時みんなやるよね。なんか好きだよね。
Oh, like, you know, like when you go to tunnel by the car, you hold the breath.
Right.
I always do it. Nihonzaka tunnel. On tome.
なんだろうね。
Tometakunacha. But not if you're driving, right?
Yeah.
確かにお風呂とかでも ねちっちゃい時は、
ね、洗面器の中とかね
やってたよね Well, that's how I had to practice at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, you, it seems like you've spent a lot of time on yourself, like kind of thinking about yourself, your own mind, and,
right,
and
yeah.
how you are as a person, and you've developed an awareness about that through like challenging yourself. Like, what do you, how do you feel about, you know, most of us people who don't really challenge themselves, and you know, oh, I need, you know, I'm gonna go to school and go to college and do shukatsu and. Work for Mitsubishi and, or sell air conditioning units or you know, the, there's a, such
a safe life, right?
A deeply entrenched kind of path for people and you've kind of just like, no, I don't want to do that. And it was it was kind of, it seems like it was easier for you than most people.
Yeah, sure. I think my, because my family was different too, not like, you know, normal from 9 to 5, you know, like businessman. Yeah, family.
Okay.
So maybe, yeah, to start with, I was different too. But yes, and yeah. Yeah, everybody's different. So yeah, but actually, that's really true. Like now I really feel that I would love to get into more to education part too. Because our future is, you know, like to younger youngsters, right?
Yeah.
And those guys, they are not challenging. Not at all.
No.
And like nowadays, like with a smartphone and the digital and everything, with one click, everything is possible.
Right. Yeah.
But the life is not like that. And the school here in Japan, like there is no competitions anymore. You know, everybody wins.
Right.
But I'm like, ah, nah, give me a break, you know? and like if it's only in Japan, like if we are sakoku, then it would be okay, but it's not, you know?
Right.
And then we have to not fight, but, you know, we have to cooperate or, you know, work with, yes, like international countries. And then they're not, you know, like grow up like this way.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. And so now I have a new challenge, which I was like thinking for a few years, and I was waiting for sponsors or someone to, you know, like come and cooperate, but I didn't get any because it's maybe too crazy. So this year I moved my, you know, forward, one step forward, to went to the place and to check the place, to like kind of location hunting and then to make it happen, which is free diving at the highest altitude in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. How does that work?
Well, I go to the highest mountain, and then not highest mountain, the altitude,
Everest,
and then and then there's a lake at the highest lake in the world, and then there I free dive.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yes. So there again, my point is not like doing the record, but it's more like the path. It's like, even though I'm a professional of freediving, but if I have something different or some like new like meta, new like object, then I have to work on it. I have to go for it.
Right.
And for the biggest challenge is acclimatization, how to say it in English, adaptation, the adaptation for height. And like that thing you cannot do by taking a medicine or buying something. No, only the time is solve the problem. So that's what I like, because that's like a life, right?
Right.
And so like each step can be small, each step can be not going anywhere, maybe sometimes backwards, but you have to believe in it and you have to keep going, and then you will make it. You will make it happen. So I would use my body and I would, you know, use myself, and then I would love to share this to, you know, to the kids or to the schools when I've done, so that, you know, the kids are not stupid neither. They are more sensitive and they are more maybe cleverer than teachers or than adult.
Yeah. Right.
But because and also the teachers, they are not like real teachers anymore. You know, they are looking at the parents' face, the parents, you know, it'll be okay or not. You know, so they are not really teaching kids. So we outsiders, we should do something. That's what I feel. So through my experience, they are should be something that I can teach. Mm. And yes, this is life. And I don't say that everybody be like me. No, but, yeah. You know.
But we should be, you know, one of the, I think the most interesting things about you is how introspective you are.
Right.
And that you think you consider things like your ego and is it right for me to like, you know, have put this position on this way? Or, if everyone was just more, I think people are scared to learn about themselves in general.
Yes, totally.
And that our minds sort of compartmentalize like, here's the things on the surface.
Yeah.
Here are the things that are there, but I pretend that they're not there.
Yes.
And kind of, totally. There's like a weird thing going on in your head.
Yes,
Where, because people are so afraid of their own mind.
Yes.
Afraid that they're crazy, afraid, you know, afraid that they're, you know, of things, memories or whatnot. Just being able to kind of open up.
Mm-hmm. And be themselves.
Inwards.
Right. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like, culture can't tell you what to shop for.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't be institutionalized so much. Yeah. You can't be controlled so much.
Sure,
yeah. Because it's like using this fear of ourselves, we're kind of suppressed by culture.
Yeah.
By consumer fetishism.
Yes.
By...
Yeah,
all of these things that destroy the ocean and give us what we think we want, but we don't actually want.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Totally. That's what I feel like, because when I interact with the animals, I must be open totally because the animals are like that. You know, they're straight, so I must be straight too. Otherwise, they feel like weird and they go. So when I come back to the human world. And when they have so many doors, you know, to their emotions, because, you know, their heart are really fragile, you know, so they don't want to show it.
Yeah.
So when I see so much walls, so much doors, I'm like, nah.
Sorry,
I feel weird too, you know?
Yeah. Right.
But yes, they're so afraid of like showing their real, you know, who they are, you know? And they are like pretending so much of someone else and try to be. And then also this digital internet world also, you know, helps
to
be someone else.
I think it's really easy to lose yourself, right? Mm. In this kind of society where you kind of have to fit in.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially in Japan, you go to college for 4 years and then you have to immediately get a job. Right. Otherwise,
like, you're a loser.
Yeah, like, 新卒じゃないともう雇ってもらえないとか. Sure. So, you know, it's like, もうタイムラインが決められちゃってて, you can't really, like, derail.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, like, you kind of stop asking yourself what you want to do, what you like to do.
Right.
Yeah. No one asks you this. Mm-hmm. You don't ask yourself that.
Sure, yeah.
So then, you know, actually, like, I met this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like in late 40s or something.
Yep.
And she's been running her own company for a long time. Yep. And so we were at like this dinner thing and someone asked her like, so what would you do if you didn't have to work for money?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to do right now? She said, she thought for a long time and she was like, maybe I'll just do my laundry because I haven't had time to do it. And I was like, oh my God, this is the saddest thing ever. You could do anything and then laundry is the only thing you can come up with because for after such a long time, she hadn't even thought about it. So that was kind of like, I don't want to be like that. Like I'm always trying to ask myself, like, do I really want to do this?
Right.
You know, or am I trying to do it because... other people are expecting me to do it, you know, you kind of have to constantly ask yourself, otherwise it's really easy to lose yourself.
It is, yes. And it's easier to flow with it.
Yes, for sure, totally.
And we're constantly told what we should be doing. And it's not like what you can do. It's like, these are your options.
Right.
Like maybe you could go here. Maybe you could work here. And it's not connected to what you actually want.
Right.
And eventually you forget what you wanted to do in the first place.
Totally.
And you kind of sail off into this life that somebody else sold you.
Right.
Yeah. そうね、なんかそのずっと言われることにも多分慣れてるし、こうしなさい、ああしなさい、こうした方がいい、こういう企業に入った方がいい、でそれを自分も他人に多分やっちゃうから、だから例えばこの今番組やってても、まあ、例えば顔出した方がいいよとか、声の言わない方がいいとか、全然関係ない人に言われる、結構だからそれはみんなも多分いろんな人に言われてきたから、
そうだね、
多分他の人にも言いたくなっちゃう、からまあ、それも自分も気をつけなくちゃいけないと思う、その人に、人を変えようとしない、
ね、
こうしなさいとか、
エゴだもんね、
そう、もう関係ないからね、
そうだね。さ、思い出した、私もね、高校の時に進学校に行ってたんだよね、そして私はもう日本の大学行かないって決めて、でそれで私はその1年間海外行ったから、それはその学年は認められなくて、同じ学年もう一回しないといけなくて、だから私の同じ学年の人はもう卒業の年で、入学試験、でその友達に聞いた の、何がやりたいの、何勉強したいの、したら分からない、でも私の偏差値ここ行けるからここ行く、おお OK でその中で一人の子が、私本当はイタリア行きたいんだよね、イタリアでデザイン学びたいの、Go for it、yeah. どうぞって。で、どうか分かんない。でも、行ってみないと分かんないから、とりあえず行って、ダメだったら帰ってきて、大学入試なんて毎年あるんだから、来年でもいいじゃない。したら、私の親と私が、担任の先生、主任、なんか偉い先生とか5人ぐらいの先生にガッて呼び出されて、
wow.
It's okay, you drop from Japanese society. でも、いい生徒を、引きずり下ろすなって言われた。
Wow.
I was like, wow. You know? Like, choose what you like to do. And then if it's not a Japanese university, here they say that it dropped from Japanese society. I was like, okay. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so for them, you just like, もうなんか、社会から逸脱しちゃったみたいなね。
でも、you know, now, the school are so proud.That I graduated from this school.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, yeah, whatever.
そうね、二木愛が卒業した学校ですみたいな。
But it's this idea that we, you know, to have this, that's just in society we kind of do things a certain way. Mm-hmm. But why can't we all just do what we want and still have a sense of community?
Yeah,
right. You know, yeah. But instead you do what you want and then you get kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so negative and
right,
old yeah. and unnecessary.
まあ、あと会社もね、例えばその一回抜けたらもう帰れない。また入れてくれない、だから、
あるんだね。
Yeah, so my friend, she's originally from Cebu, actually.
Uh-huh.
But she was working at this accounting company.
Uh-huh.
で、まあ、日本に来て働いて、で、次アメリカ行きたいって言って、アメリカの支社に送ってもらって働いて、で、しばらくしてなんか会計士なんだけど、急になんかファッションの仕事したいかもとか言って、パリに行って1年ぐらいやったら、あ、やっぱファッションの仕事好きじゃなかったわって言って、まあ、普通にまた会計士の仕事に戻る。で、それって別に普通のことっていうか、あんまやりたかったんだったらやってみればいいんじゃないって感じなんだけど、あんまり日本だとその失敗したらどうしよう、もう失敗したら人生の終わりっていう風に思わされちゃってる。だから受験もね、もちろんセンター試験も年に1回しかない、1日しかなくて、ここでもうインフルエンザかかってたらもう終わりとかね、就活もだから新卒でジョブ得られなかったらもう終わりみたいな。
そうだね、
なんかね、そういう
追い詰め方、前もなんかで話してたんだ、何でも日本って何危ない、こうしたらあれだからっていう、その下ばっかりを守るじゃないけど、
そう
でもとかね、さて、ウォーリーばっかりすると、 そっちに気がいっちゃうから良くないじゃん。そんなのは、
right, right.
何 You take care when it happened, right?
Well, right, right.
Maybe shouldn't, but yeah. で、ね、justYes.
そう、でも確かに
それすごい、でも Japanese way ね、
それはすごい傾向、なんかこうなっちゃったらどうする、
そうそうそう、
だからやらない、みたいな、その起きる前に、だから、まあ、ある意味そうやってね、まあ、資料深いというか、すごく気をつけてることで得られてるメリットももちろんあるんだろうけれども、あんまりにそれをやりすぎとか、自分にね、
it's getting too much ね、it's really too much、
それを自分にも、自分自身に貸しなんていうの、過ぎちゃう、と何もできなくなっちゃうから、
ね、あと、
もったいない、
ね、消費者、コンシューマーも企業とかさ、ね、相手に対してそれをすごい求めすぎてるでしょ、それも、
right,
I think it's too much ね、
yeah.
people are, I think, unreasonably afraid to fail.
Mm. Yeah.
I had that too. But it was just like what I had been told in school by like counselors or like my parents. And so I was originally trying to go into finance because I thought it was important to make tons of money. And then as I was starting to get in there, I was like, I don't like any of this shit.
Right.
And so I decided to just start my own company. But I had like no money. So I had to start an IT company. Right. And then I was thinking like, how far is the floor really? Like if I completely fail and I'm like how I can live in a really small apartment and just eat like cabbage and tofu. And if I need to, I can do that. And it's not that bad.
Sure.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I can lose everything and I'm not going to freak out.
Right.
And once you internalize this, like, the floor is not that far, you know, then you kind of, and you stop caring what other people think, then you can do what you want to do. And it's not scary to do so.
Yeah,
but maybe, we think that, you know, if you fail, it's over.
Yeah,
it's not true at all.
Sure,
you'll be broke, but so what?
Yeah, there's a way. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I have that way of thinking too. So maybe that's, that's why I'm not afraid to try and. Because like if you really, you know, have to leave, you know, you really have to make money, then there is like so many ways, you know, like collecting garbage or, you know, whatever, you know.
So, I'll cut hair, I don't care.
But like those people who are afraid, they're really picky though at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
So, and then, you know, their stock investment like goes down a little bit and then they jump on the train tracks and it's like, dude, like you were tripping, you could have just chilled out.
I mean, you can totally lose what's really important, right? Because I used to be in PR and I thought PR was like the most important like job ever, like oh my god, like all the companies should have PR, like, you know. But then I realized that it's something I thought it was important because these PR agencies were telling me that it was important. It wasn't something that I decided, you know, it was something that I was told.
Well, you need to believe that it's important so that when you speak to
otherwise,
your clients, they believe that it's important.
And
we all believe that it's important.
Yes.
And then it's important.
So, それもあるし、その自分で今やってる仕事が重要だって思わないとやっていけない。そんなすごい長い間働いて。なんか What am I doing? と思いたくないから、あ、もうこの仕事本当に重要、これなかったらもう大変なことになっちゃうと思いたかっただけで、自分の頭でよくよく考えたら別に、It's such a first world thing, you know? Like it's really, it's a,
nobody really cares that.
It's a peripheral thing, you know? So it's not like we're producing food or anything. So, you know, なんかやっぱりこう止まって、本当にその自分がこうだって思ってる信念っていうのが自分が思いついたことだったのか、それとも知らない間にそう社会なり会社なり学校なり親なりに言われて思い込んでただけなのか、なんか盲目的にっていうのをなんかね考える機会があるとやっぱちょっとその後の人生変わるかなと思う。
I had a somewhat Western, well, half Western upbringing. So, you know, you have the tooth fairy, you have Santa Claus, you find out that Santa Claus isn't real.
Yeah.
I think this continues your whole life. You kind of have epiphanies.
Right.
You keep having epiphanies. After Santa Claus, there's more.
Right.
There's more subtler epiphanies that you realize about life, about people, about everything, about yourself.
Little
doors open and then you have this feeling like, oh, that's not what I thought it was. It's the Santa Claus feeling over and over.
Even greater than Santa Claus. I was just talking about this to my mom because うちの親はサンタクロースをやってくれてて、うちの弟の時はトゥースフェリーもいたのね。で、それを自分が子供できた時に、やるかやらないか問題みたいなのを最近考えて、私はやりたくないけど、でも 学校っていうものがあって、なんか他の親に文句を言われたりとか、なんかいろいろ大変だ ね。だってうちの子が他の子にだってそんなの嘘だよみたいに言っちゃったら、そう、他の子の夢を壊す。
I think it's good. I think the Santa thing is good because you teach your kid like the world has illusions. Like you can be tricked. Like you should know this.
でも kids know? don't really take it that way though. It's just like our parents
I took it that way 100%. I was
really?
Like, oh man.
It was
like,
a life lesson.
I don't trust anybody.
Well, I believed though.
So I don't really know. Like I feel like it just started because of the toy industry or something, you know, because you have to buy a gift for your kid and say that it's from this random bearded guy,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And I still remember when I was small, I was like, so this can be real? Like, this guy is coming to my bedroom and leaving free gifts. Like,
it's not even that crazy if you think about it. Like, stuff in the ocean is way crazier than saying.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's my point. So, I mean, what's the point of creating this weird illusion?
Yeah, who's you this know? Bearded humajing?
Yeah, and this materialistic thing,
yeah,
you know, it's a gift.
And we don't even, it's a business.
Yeah,
yeah,
so. We don't even need that anymore. We just have, like, Black Friday now.
Yeah,
and it's like we don't even. It's not even a thing. It's not even a spiritual thing at all.
Right.
Black Friday is just like it's cheap, yo. You know,
and everyone just goes.
Right.
Towel の取り合いで怪我したりとか。
Yeah, it's like 20% off. Let me get stampeded for this like shitty television that, so I can go home and you know stare at this thing for like 8 hours a day.
Yeah. Mm. So, you have smartphone?
I do. But it's a SIM free, and then I don't have a Japanese SIM.
Ah, so ka, so,
so when there's a Wi-Fi, then I can check.
Ah, yes. Right, right. So ka. Mm-hmm. Wi-Fi ないと使えないようにしようかな。
でもね、nowadays everything with a smartphone, ね. So if you don't have it, then it's kind of yeah,
大変.
Yeah, before I didn't want it because you know I didn't want people to catch me, right?
Right, right.
When I'm like out, but yeah.
I like the airplane mode.
Yes. But you know, like now, even though when you're flying, you can connect to Wi-Fi and then...
Right, right.
If you have Wi-Fi at 40,000 feet, then how do you get away?
Now, go into the water.
What is that? There's this... Yeah, well, waterproof case for smartphones and that you can play underwater and it's like...
They're making the phone 自体 is going to be waterproof now.
Really?
And I'm sure people will be like scuba diving and they're on their iPhone. Like scuba divers are like next to each other like...
Taking selfies.
They're not even looking at the coral. They're just texting.
That's so wrong. Yeah. Like, you know, like same as for GoPro, you know, like nowadays almost everybody has a GoPro. And in the water, they're like filming everything. But do you really gonna watch that?
Yeah, yeah.
You
know?
I went to the beach last year and one of my friends, I hope he's not listening, brought a GoPro and he was just taking videos like the whole, like zutto.
Right.
And like now we're like in his video and the whole fucking world is like in his video and we're all like I didn't sign up for this why you're not here. You're on Facebook like a week from now.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I actually wrote about it in my column once because そのウェールシャーク見に行った時にやっぱりみんな GoPro 持って、まあ、世界中の観光客が GoPro 持ってるからそのもうカメラにウェールシャークを収めるっていうことが目標になっちゃっててみんなその生き物を見てない。で私はたまたま自分が持ってたなんかすごい安いハワイの水中カメラが壊れちゃったからカメラを持ってなくてだからなんかそのカメラ持ってない時の方がやっぱりダイビングしててもちゃんとフォーカスできるし今取り逃したとかそういう変なストレスもないから、まあ、持ってなくてもうどうしても欲しい時はそのプロの人に撮っといてもらうのが一番そういいなと思ったんだけど、ね、撮ることがゴールなんかいつの間にかね、なっちゃう。
I have a weird idea about this where I don't think you actually remember events when you take photos, but you remember the photo mm-hmm. after you look at the photo and now yeah. you remember the photo. Yeah. So you have like a memory of a photo, yeah. even yeah, though yeah. you were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
because that's how human memories work, right? We only remember memory of a memory of a. So whenever we remember something, then next time we remember it, we remember that time when we remembered it. Mm. So uh-huh. it's kind of always updated. So it's not really right. the original memory. Right. So if it starts with the photo, then it'll always be right. the photo.
I feel like that with like 自己紹介. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, this is how it goes. You know,
yeah,
but right, it's right, not right. it's not playing in my head. I'm just right. saying the things I remember
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
explains it, right?
Mm, right.
It's not like, yeah, oh, let me remember. Oh yeah, I was like, you know, this old or you know, yeah. it doesn't work that way.
So, だからね、やっぱカメラなくて潜って、で目でしかね会話できないし、で上がった後になんか全然知らない人たちでもあれ見たみたいな感じで、なんか急に仲良くなれるみたいな。それはすごい好き。なんか誰もね携帯いじってないし。
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. But I love that feeling.
Yes. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
なんかみんな優しい。ね、みんな優しくなっちゃう。うんうんうんうね、ハッピーだから。Yeah. Like, no one's grumpy, right? Like, around the ocean.
そうだね。Like, in the mountain too. Like, a few years ago, when I went to Nepal, then when it's, you know, like, middle of mountain, there's no cell phone, right? But now, yes, they do.
Oh.
So, like for us, for foreigners, it's like, you know, like, you know? But yeah. then, well, for them, it will be easier because instead of walking, like, you know, two mountains to meet someone to right. talk, then they're
just, 確かに.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so there is like these two sides, right?
But, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
確かに.
So.
It's like, you know, they have the aboriginal tribes or whatever, they finish their performance and then they pull out their iPhone.
Yeah.
Like it's it's
yeah.
like that.
So,
no.
so, so,
and
so,
it's like,
ne.
It's like only the phone is being updated or something. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of like villages and stuff where they get really high tech item. It's like my oba-chan no uchi has a Roomba. But everything else is 100 years old.
Right.
There's just the Roomba. Everything else, like the phone, the Deizoko is like a million years old. Like right. everything's so old. And then there's like
Roomba.
Just Roomba. It's like, who brought this from the future? It looks really weird.
Match ないよね.
But it's the same thing. They yeah. want... They don't want to have to vacuum, right. you know, yeah. manually.
Yeah.
So
sure. Yeah. So yeah, every time when I see those things, I like, yeah, where are we going? You know.
Yeah.
Like Japan is like really those high technologies, you know, like make the life easier, and they're like, oh, you do this way, then you get like 1 minute yahoo, you know, like 1分の節約 or 2 minutes or 10 minutes,
yeah.
right.
So what, you know? And then you have like 1 more minute of sitting in front of TV or in front of computer, you know?
I don't understand escalators. Just go up the stairs.
Well, I mean, I think it's because there are so many old people now.
Go up the stairs.
Yeah. And then the elevators
when I'm old,
too.
I promise I'll go up the stairs. I promise. Trust me.
We'll see. I'll remember you said this.
Oh,
I
hold
won't
me
forget.
To it. Hold me to it.
And when your knees go bad and when you're using escalator, I'll laugh at you.
I'll have the iPhone knees. Like I'm chilling. Like high tech knees.
That's cheating. それ誰でもできるじゃん。
But I think it's just weird. Like it's right there and we have to use electricity and power just to like move you. Yeah. But your legs work and the stairs works.
Sure.
So I just... It just seems a little bit too lazy for me.
Yeah. Well, for me, elevators though. Like... You know, I understand, you know, for people who are like when I have like big bags, then yes, I use a big suitcase. But I, at the same time, I see, you know, those like young guys also, you know, like waiting for elevators where like they're like, you know, mom with a baby, and, you know, like old people. Like, I'm like, woke, you know?
Yeah, I think people are too tired in a weird way, you know, like not in a physical way, but more of type of.
It's a symptom of the, you know, living the prescribed lifestyle, of, you know, sarariman. If you do that, then of course you're going to take the escalator. Fuck it. I'm just trying to go home.
Yeah.
I hate my life. I'm trying to go
I
to
hate
bed.
My wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing which is crazy is that I think it's more, I don't know, maybe now not anymore, but like before, you know, when you get like, when the girls get like 20, I don't know, 5, 6, then feel like, oh, I must get married and I must have baby and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So you get married whoever you meet at that moment, yeah. even though you're not like really loving.
Right, right.
And, you know, you have kid, and then now you know that you don't like this person anymore, but as you have a kid, so you're going to divorce and da, 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 da.
Yeah.
What a disaster, right?
But that's what everyone wants, or everyone thinks they want, right?
Maybe yeah. I shouldn't say that.
I think it's because people think it's the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Or I'm supposed to be doing this now. I'm supposed to be doing this next.
Yeah.
It was interesting because この間そのなんかライターの人に会っていて、彼女はすごくなんかこう恋愛のねコラムとかも書いてるんだけども、なんかその彼女があの若者がまあ出会いがないって男女ともに言ってる。で話をよく聞いてるとあのなんか出会い方の理想みたいなものがあって、なんかだから例えばインターネットでは出会いたくない、Tinder とかも出会いたくない。あの合コンもちょっと嫌だし、もっとなんか自然に、あの駅とかで、あとなんか雨宿り
とか、
そうとか雨宿りして、たまたまなんかイケメンが来てとかそういうのがいいみたいな。だからそういうふうにこう決めちゃってるから、理想の道を。だからもしかしたら他のところで出会いがあったかもしれないんだけど、それを全部見逃しちゃってる感じがするっていうふうに、まあ、彼女はいろんな人の話を聞いて思ったと言ってた。
It's kind of like the handkerchief myth, you know, the girl drops her handkerchief and this stud is like, excuse me, miss.
シンデレラみたいなね、感じで。でも、まあ、それぞれだからね、みんな本当に。それ決めちゃうと逆に本当に出会いが狭まっちゃうっていうか。だから多分相手の理想とかもその、なんかこう、あんまり人間対人間のインタラクションっていうよりも、なんかもうオブジェクトに近い感じで。
そうだね。お金いくら稼いでるとかね。
そうそうそう。
ね、どこに住んでるとかね。
背が何センチ以上とか。そうするとなかなかね、ちょっと難しいのかなと思うけど。
Yeah, we have like specs. Just like when you buy a computer
right.
or you buy a car,
yeah.
There's like specs.
Sure.
He's this tall. This is his job. Yeah. He's 超偉い人. He, you know.
Yeah.
And you have kind of a. It's made of like numbers and it's made of like data. Sure.But does that really tell the story of a person at all?
まあなんか何でもそうだけど、その自分が好きなものって事前に分かんないものだから、like about my husband too, like he has so many traits, and then なんかどういう人が好きって言われた時に多分思いつかなかったと思う、事前には。でも会ってみて、あ、自分はこういう人も好きなんだみたいな、right? なんか仕事とかも多分そうだと思うけど、やってみないと分かんない。
I think it's actually really easy to love like anybody, actually. I think people, they don't, but I think if you get to know someone somehow, always it's like it's way deeper than you thought.
There's a lot going on there. Sure.
We kind of assume that's not the case. But if you stop anyone and you talk to them about their life, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going, a lot of drama.
Sure.
I don't know what it is, but
I guess it's not the people, right? It's just the shallow interactions that we always have, like over Facebook or whatever. Then we kind of, I mean, I would think like, oh, everyone is so boring. Like people are so boring. Like I don't need to get to know these people. But then I guess if you take the time and actually talk to these people, then I'm sure like they're all interesting.
I've met the weirdest people. I never would have expected that I would get along with these people. But I remember I was in Indonesia and there's this guy. He was just crazy looking, like a kind of wiry dude. And he came up to me trying to sell me stuff. And I started talking to him. He calls himself Naruto, he speaks Japanese, even right. though he like he lives in this on this tiny island in the yeah. middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
actually
yeah.
lives in the forest.
Right.
Like literally, he's in the forest. That's uh-huh. he like points to his house.
Right.
And it's in the forest.
Uh-huh.
Like what? And he was like, and he was explaining to me the history of the island, and he had all this knowledge, and
wow.
and he had a sort of wisdom too.
Uh-huh.
And just as, you know, he was like, yeah, they're building these resorts here, but we don't want that. We think, mm. you know, they're people are so misguided. I'm like, I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Tokyo. Mm. Could not be more different mm. than where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But we agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I never would have like expected that.
Right.
You know, so it,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he speaks Japanese.
Yeah, he called so he random. Like ha, he got
from
the
cartoon, no?
He got the manga somehow.
Right.
And so he has the yeah, the okay. books.
That's amazing. Yeah. yeah.
Just so bizarre.
So random. So random.
Yeah. yeah.
Lives in the forest. Calls himself Naruto.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, I mean, during this show, like, we have guests, and then mm-hmm. I love everyone who comes on because everyone is, like, super insightful and mm-hmm. interesting and cool. Mm-hmm. And people who talk to us, like, try to help us and stuff, you know, they're always super nice and cool and awesome. Like, mm. so I've been really, like, restoring faith for humanity, like,
uh-huh.
because, you know, we're not paying you, we're not paying any guests, we didn't pay the person who introduced us to her, you know, mm. like, it's all based on niceness mm-hmm. of people
or know? Curiosity or
right right
oh, yeah. Yeah.
just like mm-hmm. the good mm-hmm. side of the humans
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so
sure
this is why I love doing this because it's really not about money or you know mm-hmm. just ulterior motives or you know right. something dark
right
you know
yeah, yeah, yeah it's yeah, it, yeah. and that's what you see when you kind of look out at the world like mm. oh this is a scandal and these guys are embezzling this and yeah. Olympic that and yeah. it's all just kind of like why is it so shifty why
yeah.
is it
yeah.
so
right yeah
you know
yeah
so when you see somewhere that's not like that
mm.
you know I think it stands out like a lot right
so, yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
So.
So
だね
こんなこともあるんだみたいな You're probably surrounded by very like positive people too no
yeah
yeah
and then also I believe that you know like people who are around you or your friend are mirror of who you are
mm.
so yes yeah 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 I'm happy.
Do you have any plans like for なんか 直近 の project 的な もの とか?
は humpback whales in Tonga.
Ah, そうかそうか.
Yes, yes. But this time I just go by myself.
Oh.
And then I concentrate on filming of whales.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not modeling at all. I just yeah. One-to-one to the whales.
Tonga って ここからどれぐらい?
ここから from here to New Zealand.
Okay.
And from New Zealand to Tongatapu, which is the capital of Tonga. And from Tongatapu to Babao. So, and Babao is one of the island in,
okay.
in Tonga.
Okay.
And then from there, I go to the go out to search for the whales.
Like how long would it take for me?
Like a day.
Okay.
More or less. Yes, okay. Okay. Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because so they don't have any good connection flight.
Mm.
So until Tongatapu can go, but from there or on the way back, you have to stay right. one night here and there. So.
Right. Right.
Well, do you have like? Is it hard to get to the location sometimes? Like depending.
Yeah. Depending. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but nowadays it's yeah mostly you can get in 1 day or 2 days. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
How many countries have you actually been to?
A lot, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. But, well, I just went, like, Egypt and South Africa for African countries.
Mm. Oh.
And Middle East, I just went where? Abu Dhabi, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, they're like, you know, like some part, I just went, like, few places. But,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. But funny thing, I never been to Italy.
Oh,
never
okay.
been to Portugal. So, yeah. Like,
you haven't really been to the main
not really, yeah.
destinations.
I heard Egypt is, I mean, diving in Egypt is wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. Yes, water is really clear. They got vivid colors.
Have you been to Vietnam?
Vietnam, yes, but didn't dive there.
Oh,
yes,
I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, really?
What
are you going to do?
Diving there.
I know that kite surfing is good there.
Kite surfing. Huh. Have you done it? Have you done it?
Yes.
How does it work exactly?
So there's like a surfboard.
Right.
And then you kite.
So there's like a long string and a kite on the end.
Yes. So first you have to play with how to, you know, like move the kite. Huh. And then once you get used to it, and then you get on the boat.
Huh.
Mm. Is it difficult? It sounds difficult.
can be, but yeah, there are people doing it. So
are you good at surfing?
Sorry?
Are you good at surfing?
You know, I look like I'm good at surfing, right? No, but I've never done it before. So I started this year.
Oh, so nada.
I started in Papua New Guinea.
Oh, yes. めっちゃサーフィンできそうだもんね。
でしょ?そう。それがね、それが悔しかった。だから、yeah. Well, I did bodyboarding, but never surfing.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm. そっか。
Yes. So, yes, I started.
あれ、ベトナムのどこ行くんだっけ?
ホイアン。
Ah,
it's near,
actually, the writer that I was talking about, she's going to be there next week too.
Oh, really?
You might run into her.
Huh.
Small world.
Small world.
なんかね、そうそうそう。なんかすごいいいらしいよ。
へえ。
ホイアンだけ、そう、私も行ったことない。
Is that the beach?
It's in the middle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
There's an airport in Da Nang, which is kind of like a really small city on the coast.
Right.
And a bit further south is Hoi An.
Okay.
Which is like not as developed.
Ah, that's good.
So
what are you going to do there? A vacation or?
Check out like mountains and eat food and maybe try to go snorkeling or swimming. I don't know. Maybe they have free diving lessons there. I don't know.
Right. In Vietnam.
I love the food there.
Yeah, Vietnamese. Yes, all the herbs. Yes.
You must have tried a lot of different food around the world then.
Yeah, I love to try.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. But insect, no.
Have you tried insects?
No.
あ、ベトナムあるよ。こういうなんかあの、線が入ってこういうこんぐらいの大きいやつ。
That big? What is it? Cricket?
なんかね、No. It's like a...なんかちょっと硬い、なんかダンゴムシのめっちゃでっかいのみたいな。
You tried?
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
なんかあの結構何でもトライできたらかっこいいなって思いつつ、虫はちょっとできない、やったことない。
I don't like legs.
Legs?
Like the 虫の legs.
Oh right, 虫の。え、じゃあそれが幼虫だったらいいの？
No.
どっちもダメじゃん。
Because worms have like weird texture and it seems like it would pop or something.
Oh God, no. でもこの間香港で結構初めて食べるものがいっぱいあって、まあ私がそんなアドベンチャーしてこなかったからかもしれないけど、初めてあのなんだっけ、razor clam。こういう長い四角いこの四角い貝、こういう長いの、
なんかムール貝の大きいみたいな感じ、
そうのなんか四角い版みたいな、
中が細長い、
そうと、あとシャコ今まで食べたことなかったから、 I mean they look like they're almost insects, right?
Yeah.
So I had never really tried it before.
So does like shrimp and stuff. Can you eat shrimp? And
I did, but now I'm kind of like vegan.
Ah, huh. Okay. So, kind of. So you don't eat meat?
No.
No eggs?
No.
No cheese?
No.
So you eat vegetables and fruits?
Yes.
Nuts?
Yes. Love nuts.
How do you like it? How is it?
I love it.
How do you feel physically?
Good. Really good.
It's kara?
Not long. Like a year now.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's from like way of thinking. So like if let's say some of like my friend catch the fish, you know, by spear fishing by themselves, then I eat that fish.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not like, you know, manufacturing.
Right.
Because when I saw the documentary, and that one is like, you know, with the hamburger, you know, like a pate. Just like that little meat, to get that meat, they use like as if you take 2 months shower all the time, you know, right. that much of water. Uh-huh. So, like, that is something that, like, myself, I can do for the earth, you know?
Mm. Right, right.
So I stopped eating all those agricultural stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Yeah. We don't really have control over our food aside from abstaining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we can't really control where, like, I can't go.
Right.
Hunt a thing or
yes. you could sure. I have a friend who does it in Japan but he right. like shoots
but it gets weird because if everyone hunted then they would go extinct obviously
sure
because
sure.
factory farming is more efficient
right
but the factory farming is the scale is way too large so yeah. it's just doing yes. so much yes. damage
yes. yeah yeah we often yeah. talk about this on our show and we introduce the lab grown meat
uh-huh.
その細胞を育ててだから、
right.
動物を育てて殺すんじゃなくて、もうお肉自体を作っちゃうみたいな、
right.
so, まあ、その方が環境はもうかなり
right,、yeah. sure.
環境への影響は、right. まあ、90何パーセントか忘れたけどカットできるみたいな、
yeah. But at the end of the day you don't need the meat to get proteins or to get whatever things so
yeah I've been eating actually I've been eating only vegetables for dinner.
Uh-huh.
なんか、めっちゃ、まあ、体の調子はいい。
Mm.
なんか、結構、香港とかで中華料理めっちゃ食べてたから、そう、帰ってきて、もう野菜だけ食べてるけど、結構幸せ。
でもね、I always gain weight here in Tokyo.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then I was always like, why is that?
Rice?
But then, like, someone, like, I've heard, like, a few days ago something, and someone said, like, you know, he is also the same, but he said that when he's, like, out, then he gets energy from the nature or from the place. But, like, here in Tokyo or in the capital, right. like, cities, then all blocked out.
Right.
So, with the stress or with the things that they cannot get, so... they go to food. And I was like that too.
It's like what happens with time, I feel like. Mm. When you travel somewhere and you can be there for like 4 days, it seems like such a long time.
Right.
It's worth like 3 months
yes.
at home.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
The
yes.
value,
the
memories somehow.
Yeah,
it has it's that much more impactful.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And you don't get tired so much.
No.
You don't get tired. You when I'm here I feel like meal. Okay. Okay, meal.
Mm.
Okay, meal. Like you eat and then you do something and then you eat and you like kind of do something.
Uh-huh.
But when you're traveling somewhere, you know, you're not just waiting to the next meal, you're doing stuff.
Yeah,
you know, you're active
and
you're experiencing things.
まあ時間を無駄にしたくないからね。だからなんか旅行行って帰ってくると、東京にいてもちょっとの間は同じような時間の使い方ができる、ね、なんか覚えてるから、だから定期的にどっかに行きたくなっちゃう、なんかまたあの感覚を思い出したいみたいな
ね、
yeah, like meet new people and you know do random stuff and eat stuff that you've never had before, so
well I think the main thing is just perspective, you know,
yeah.
like when you come back to Japan you're like oh my god, what's going on.
But right.
people here, if you've been here, you're used to it already.
Sure.
You don't see it at all.
Yeah.
But you can just leave, come back, and then you'll have, not only do you have perspective on where you went, you have perspective on the place you left from too.
Right. Yeah.
But people think so much like, I'm going to go to Paris and I'm going to take so many pictures and stuff. But really look at your home when you get back. I think that's more interesting.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Totally. Is there any place that you would like to go?
I'd love to go Antarctica. Yes, and also Iceland and
okay. ちょっと寒いとこ。
そうだね。どうしてだろう。
今暑いから
ね。And I know, in Cook Islands, there's an island it called Aitutaki. Yes, only 1 meter different. So I would really love to go.
What does Aitutaki mean?
I don't know.
That's the name of the island. Yes.
Okay. Actually, when I was scuba diving, I was like applying so much to work on that island.
Oh.
But then they're like, no, 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 we don't have that much divers, so you know, we don't hire anyone. But
You've worked as a diving instructor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
One moment, yes. Not really. I was like more filming, but I got an instructor license because then it's easier to get a job.
So, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cool.
So.
Yeah, I love talking to diving instructors because they usually have random background and stuff. Right. Yeah, like... Yeah. In Maldives, there was a German guy. You know, there's so many people. Like, there was a guy from Italy. Right. You know, it's like, so what are you doing here? Like, what brought you here? Like, it's always very interesting
to hear.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about the reasons why you end up getting into something, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
And all these people can end up at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like totally weird.
Right.
Series of circumstances.
That's funny then. That's true. Do you have a lot of free diver friends? Are there a lot of people?
As a friend, not much.
Okay. あんまりそういうコミュニティがあるわけじゃないのか?
No, they are.
Oh, they are, okay. You just don't hang out with them. Okay.
So this high altitude challenge.
Yeah.
You said... it's kind of crazy and you didn't get sponsorship for it. What's crazy about it? Like what?
I think because it sounds really dangerous and it sounds like it's impossible. So I put the title as a beyond human possibility. I never gone to that place, so you know anything that I talk is, you know, like on the air, right? So like it didn't sound really realistic, I think. That's why. And then also I was not like really thinking about it also, so that's why I went to, you know, I went this year and I went to that place and then I talked with the doctor there and then did some tests and then everything and then
did you try a little bit? Like
I didn't go to that mountain. No, I stayed on the capital and did some videos to make a promotion video. So now with that we'll see how it goes. But yes, I need financial support. If anyone want to support me.
誰か聞いてる人
Yes,
is it pretty cold, that water?
It should, yes. Minus 12.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh. I can't even, like, when the... Sometimes I'm at the gym in the shower.
Yeah.
Like, someone turned it to, like...
A cold
like,
water.
Only 10 degrees right, or something. Yeah, like, 15. And I don't notice, so I just turn it on. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, it's like, minus 12 is really
crazy.
Cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. でもだから人類でそれをやったことがある人がいないってこと。誰かスポンサー興味ある人いたら。
So how are you going to deal with the acclimatization?
Well, I will stay 2 months at the altitude.
Okay.
And then I do some like exercise and then I gonna go and swim, you know, some places. Mm-hmm. So I build up and the body get used to. So yeah.And then I went to last time, so I can acclimatize because there are some people that cannot acclimatize really.
Oh,
so
体質によってっていう。
And then also it was interesting that the doctor said that we humans we have this ability to adapt any situation. So we had this ability, you know. But like now we are so depending on things so that we are not really, you know, try to, you know, use our body to, you know, adapt.
Right.
But we have this ability. And when I heard, I was like, wow, you know, like it's cool, isn't it? Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really liked it.
There's something cool about your body just being able to do stuff. You know, it's cool to like have, you know, if you get a car that can drive faster than your old car, it's like, ooh. But for it to be your actual body, you know, and that it's with you all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you can't I'm not going to forget it somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be locked in a garage somewhere.
Right.
It's like mm-hmm. always with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I've been looking at this. There's this guy with a ponytail called Ido Portal, and he does like all these weird movement things.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, his whole idea was to just move in ways that people haven't been moving.
Uh-huh.
And so he does like these locomotion experiments or something right. where he just moves like different animals.
Uh-huh.
Like he does alligator walks and then like
right.
monkey. And,
okay.
And so, and they're all on YouTube. So I was just like learning these things and it's like, it's so like satisfying when you can like do a new movement.
Right. Yeah.
Like you're a different shape. You're a shape that you've mm-hmm. never been before.
Right. Mm.
And that counts somehow.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, like Vegas no Shizuku no Slay no ne water show O to ka the rev to ka mitara hontou ni onaji ningen janai mitaina ugoki o dekiteru nanka jibun ga ikkai mo umarete kono kata yatta koto nai ugoki. So
my friend he was a safety for the show O.
Oh.
So I could go backstage after the show.
Oh wow.
So yes, went backstage and then there was an athlete, you know, who is on the show, and he was like, oh, you're the one, and then, oh, I so admire your work. And I was like, no, I admire your work. And that was amazing. But
wow.
But the scale is, yeah, totally different. And then, so for the Zenbu.
What if you could just merge these people into one person? Like they can free dive, they can do
amazing.
Cirque du Soleil,
yeah,
like
sure.
and to think that, you know, it's the human body that can do all of these
sure.
things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most people can't touch their toes. Right? That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people can't touch their toes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's 2016.
Ato nanka sa otoko no hito de sa ko shagan で座れない、うん、なんていうの、かかとをつけて、
スクワットポジション。
そう、あれはすごい不思議。
うん、男の人の方が関節がね、硬い
から。硬いから。
ね
うん、そっか、それのなんか、エボリューショナリーミーニングというかさ、なんでだろう。
あ、今だけってこと？
わかんない。
でもみんなどんどん硬くなってるよね。
It's true, even in the fitness community,、うん、with like,a lot of people are lifting weights to get really buff, but they're only focusing on the aesthetic
right.
aspect of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't actually have more explosive power
right,
or,
yeah, practical
or practical
muscle, right?
movement.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, sure.
And the brain mapping mm-hmm. of their nervous system
mm-hmm.
Has just enforced very basic movements.
Right.
They're not complex. Like weightlifting is very basic movements.
Uh-huh.
But to perform some, you know, there's so many complex movements like in capoeira and
right,
other
yes.
disciplines
yeah, yeah.
where you're controlling so many different parts of your body at the
yeah,
same time.
Sure, sure, sure. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, I think that's a lot more rewarding than,
yeah, totally.
than the mirror.
Yeah, last year I tried this Indian traditional martial art. Oh, what's the name? I forgot. Yeah, anyway. My friend, he organized this workshop with an Indian teacher.
Okay.
And he asked me if I'm in Tokyo, then please come because this is really cool. So I went. And this is all coming from the animal movement.
Mm.
And when I saw, I'm like, wow, you know, I would love to learn this so that, you know, I can use one underwater, you know, that'd be really cool. So like this teacher, he only teaches like twice a week or something. So I'm like, I should go to India. And I asked him where he learns and if he can talk with the institute there. And then I went for 1 month.
Wow.
That's cool.
So,
yeah.
Do you have some like Indian martial arts techniques? Like,
yes.
Like,
so what is it like?
Can you show us?
No. But it's all from the animal, like there's a elephant move and there's a horse move and cat pose and yes,
right.
yeah, that's really cool. And that is the base. Of Shaolin or Karate or all those martial art.
Yeah.
Well, in Kung Fu, they do
too,
like
yes.
these animal
right.
poses.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah. Yeah. And like that place, Jackie Chan also came to learn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
有名なとこなんだ。らしいね。
So, like, it was like really small place and you know starting with a little kid, you know, and then the kid does things so easily, right?
Right.
Like, they jump and then they bend and but yeah, yeah when you try it's like, yeah, I tried to remember the name. Kalalipayat. That's the name. Yes.
初めて聞いた.
Yes. Kalalipayattu or something. Yes.
Huh. すごいね。やったことあることがめっちゃいっぱいあるんだ。
There's right? so many martial arts. It's yes, crazy. Yes, and they're yes, all yeah. so different.
So different, yes, yes.
They have like Krav Maga or Taekwondo. Or oh, yeah. They're all like
Krav
weird
Maga
focus.
Is the yeah, Israel yeah. one, right? For women.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. like a self-defense
right,
thing.
Right, right. Yeah.
But yeah, mm-hmm. like, and the history is so deep in martial arts. Mm-hmm.
Totally. You know? Yeah, yeah. I was actually looking at this kickboxing class near my place and... Mm-hmm. Like a grappling もう習えるみたいな書いてあって I was like, should I do it? Like, should I learn grappling? Because that would probably be fun, right?
Yeah.
Because like, I've never done that before.
Like jiu-jitsu or?
Yeah, MMA って書いてあった.
Huh.
あの、寝技?
寝技? Oh.
Yeah.
もうできますって書いてあって.
It's fun. I think
right?
you should do it. And it's, you don't get... brain damage from
right so
yeah.
Because
I get like weirded out sometimes like because I go kickboxing kind of frequently but like I've gotten punched and then like had a headache like the next day and
right.
I shouldn't have gotten punched but it's gonna happen you know
yeah
right well I don't like sparring I have to say like sparring I don't like but yes, I like, you know, like as an exercise point of view.
Right.
Like you sweat, like, you feel really good. Yeah.
Well, sparring, you sweat on a completely different level, I think.
Yeah, I don't like it. When I was in Thailand, I tried Muay Thai also. But then, like, one point, you know, they want you to do it, right? But I'm like, yeah, but why should I punch, you know? Like, this person didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to fight.
No.
Right.
No. I back off always.
Right,
like,
right.
when started, even though, like, you know, blah, 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 I just back off. I don't say
right,
anything.
Right, right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I leave.
Right, right. Yeah, grappling sounds more... peaceful, I guess, in a way. Because you don't punch and you don't get punched.
Right.
You can mess up your joints, though, a little bit.
True.
A little bit.
Right.
There's, like, arm bar, kimura, like, different submissions.
Right.
And then you have to tap before you get hurt.
Right.
And I will tap in a lightning speed.
Yeah.
But it's a weird thing, because when you're tapping, you're... acknowledging like you killed me like I'm dead like I lost like
right.
you could have ended my life but we're friends so I tap and like we're you know,
right.
like start
cool.
over but it's like a really like a humbling thing
yeah
like if you have an ego and
yes.
you go into like a jiu-jitsu
right.
dojo you're gonna get tapped over and over like unless you're amazing. And but the only way to get good
yes.
is to lose over and over and over.
Right.
And if you're not losing, then you're not smart. You're not practicing with people that are good enough.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So people, if you have a strong ego,
yeah.
then you don't want to lose.
Yeah.
So you can't get better.
Right.
So there's like a natural
right,
boundary.
Right.
It's very clear where your ego is defeating you.
Hmm.
Like. Very clear.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh?
Yeah, I want to take some lessons because I've been doing like weights, like body weight stuff
okay.
at home. But I went to do this H core thing in Hong Kong, like a なんかこういう台に紐とかいろんなのがついてて、それを使ってなんか筋トレするみたいなやつ。で、他の
Pilates? No.
No, it's more like a like 筋トレ.
Okay.
で、なんか他の女の子たちとやって。 まあみんな一緒にインストラクターがいてやって、私はいつもお尻をね鍛えてるから、腕とかは弱いけど、glutesはそんなに弱くないと思ってたのに、もうmuscle fatigueみたいな感じになって、もうガクガクして途中から I had to use this like stupid stick thing to hold on to, and I was the only one who had to use it. And then later on, when we moved on to arms, like I was better than some other girls. And I was right. like, ちょっと待ってみたいな。I guess I don't really know much about my body. Like, I thought right, my arms、yeah. were weaker.、Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. それでなんか急に自信がなくなって、mm-hmm. なんかこれは一人で家でやっててもダメだと思って。Mm-hmm. That's why I was...
The kind of reflecting on your yeah. performance.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. like, wait, と思ったの。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. この stupid stick 持たされた時に、it was so, yeah. it was kind of embarrassing, you know, right, like, yeah, I'm the only one.So,
but at the same time, body is amazing. Like, I also I take a personal training. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, there is certain movement that I cannot do when I start the training. But then, like, you do, like, few things. Mm-hmm. And then the end of the day, you are doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And the body is just amazing. You right, know? You right. just...I don't know, have to, you know, show the way and then
yeah.
it does.
Like, how is your body learning how to do something?
Mm.
You know, it's more clear if you learn math or something. It's like, oh, okay, I understand. But、Mm-mm. that, it's not really laid out visually for you when you're mm-hmm, learning yeah. about your body.
Right.
It's like a, am I feeling this right?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like your balance is like, where mm-hmm. are you sensing mm-hmm. your balance? Mm-hmm. Is that in your head? Like, where is this
yeah.
like happening?
Right, yeah, yeah, right. yeah. yeah.
I, なんか前多分一回ぐらい言ったかもしれないけど、ギターやってる時も、mm-hmm. 練習してる時も、なんかどうしてもできないコードがあったとして、mm-hmm. なんかやってもできないんだけど、mm-hmm. ちょっと時間を置いてやったらいきなりできたりとか、
mm-hmm.
なんかそれもね、指と、まあ、hand-eye coordination, or maybe I don't really know, but, you know, it's like,
right.
謎、自分でもわかんないみたいな。
Yeah, I used to do that where I was trying to play like a guitar solo or something.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that I couldn't play it reliably. But I also knew that if I just kept practicing
mm-hmm.
and then took a break and came back, I knew I would have it.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew I would have it, mm-hmm. even though I wasn't that close.
Right.
Because you just understand like how you adapt to things.
Right.
And that gives you like this weird, like advanced confidence that mm-hmm. you're going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then...You needed that confidence to do it.
そうだね。
totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
そうだね。
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure, sure.
まあそれなんかいつも言うけど、英語勉強してる時も、なんかバーって話してて、まあ映画見てたり誰かに話しかけて、ああもうわかんないって思っちゃうと本当にわかんないんだけど、いやそんなに難しいこと言ってるわけないと思って、絶対わかるはずって思って聞くと、急にすごいわかったりとか、ね、もうだから、まあマインドの問題という言えばそうだと思うけど。
結構思い込みでできないと思ったら、ね、
そう
あだってあの風邪薬だよってあのビタミン C とか渡されても風邪薬だって思い込んだら、
プラシーボ
ね本当に、この間お医者さん あの方とお話ししてて、あの睡眠薬をもうないと眠れないからすごい強いの出してくださいっていう人に、しょうがないな本当はいつもあげないんだけどって言って、あのブドウ糖を固めただけのやつをあげたら、先生あの薬すごかった、昨日もすごいぐっすり眠れたっていう、ね、本当に
すごい、そっちの方が腎臓にはいいよね、
like、They just needed to,
yeah. to relay just... on something
yeah,
it's... yeah. Mm-hmm. もう psychological
so, thing isn't, totally. isn't it kind of a bummer that they couldn't just do it、mm-hmm. like
on their own
in their head、
yeah.
like they had it's weird they had to take a thing、mm-hmm. and put it in their mouth、
mm-hmm.
and then
believing
pretend
that, yes,
it's、
yeah.
likeAnd then we get the effect.
Sure. Yeah,
but what
sure.
you really want is、to just
sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah.
You know, without doing all, you know.
Sure, sure.
Why do
I? Sure, sure. Yeah.
But at the same time, she also said that actually you don't really need to sleep, you know, that much.、Mm. I mean, like those people, they are actually kind of sleeping, but da 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 da, you know, so like...、Mm-hmm.Obsessing, I think, you know?
Right, obsessing、yeah. over your sleep. Like,、oh my God, if I don't fall asleep right now, then
yeah, I had、
I'm、
exactly
gonna...
that last night. I barely slept last night because my husband's away for business trip. And,
yeah.
And somehow, like, I had adrenaline thing going on until, like, about 2 a.m., which is unusual. And、right. I was like, oh, I can't sleep. And then my cat started meowing nonstop. Like, meow, meow, meow. Like a broken toy. And I was like, what is it? What is it? But like, you know, they won't tell me. で、なんか、あ、ちょっとやっとうとうとしたってなるとまた泣き始めて、もう本当にいじめかと思った。それで朝までなっちゃって。
Oh.
It's like, why are you doing this to me?
But the thing, this is like all in your head though. right? Really?
Yeah, I was telling myself, you know, I can do this. You know, I can sleep. I can not get distracted, you know, because I'm
cats
not too
meowing,
sensitive.
So what?
Yeah, like it's fine. But then all the things started like circling in my head, like, yeah. Oh, I have to record tomorrow, you know, right. Like all kinds
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, like maybe it's already like 4 a.m. I only have right. like four more
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And then it gets yeah. harder and harder,
sure,
right?
Sure,
and
sure,
then
sure,
the cats
sure.
are constantly meowing. So,
but if you could just let at like 2 a.m. if you yeah. just let go, like, I'm yeah. going to bed, fuck it.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Or just like, I wake up, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know what was wrong with my cat. He was broken last night.
治った?
今朝は治ってた。黙ってたけど。
でも、me too, ね, last night, I woke up like, you know, random time, and then I couldn't sleep. So oh. I thought maybe it was full moon, but it was not.
あれ?
関係あるの?
あれあれあれ。Yeah.
What do you do on full moon? Do
I
you wake? You wake up at night on a full moon? And like,
I know. Oh.
妊娠?
でもね、だって生理とかもね、なんか満月とかに影響されるっていうし。
Like disturbs your sleep patterns?
Or just your period pattern or something.
But
I'm
they say
sure.
like the full moon affects people psychologically, like crime rate goes
oh, yeah,
up
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and animals are like doing weird shit.
Yeah,
and we have like the same sort of animal program where when there's
right.
a full moon,
yep.
we see it and that goes in through our eyes and our brain like does
right.
something. Like it knows.
Right.
Like even if you aren't thinking about it, like there's
right,
some
right, right.
physiological thing happening.
Right. Huh. Yeah. Just but like what you said, right, about like putting your face in the water and
yeah,
your
yeah.
switch is on.
Right.
Well,
but
we think like, we're like so separate from nature, but we still have like these switches.
Yeah,
so
long.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
you go out into the forest or something mm-hmm. after you've been in the city for a while. It's like, this is ridiculous. Like
yeah.
this is
yes.
so like
yeah.
you. It's a weird, indescribable feeling that
yes,
you have.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So long.
Even with the moon, it's so far away, but it's still yeah. doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. だからネイチャーを持ってきたくてベランダにプランツを集めてる.
Hey.
I sent him the picture yesterday. Like
it's turning
look.
Into an ecosystem.
All
yes.
right. Okay.
Yes. I have cats and plants.
Good.
Yeah. So, 年の どれぐらい日本で過ごしてます?
今年はどうなんだろう。初め年の初めからフィリピンに行ってて、で帰ってきて、いや、でパパはニューギニア行って、で帰ってきてすぐサイパンに行って、で帰ってきて、でボリビア行ってメキシコ行って、今帰ってきたのかな?
Wow.
So, that I think, yeah, now it's June, right? Maybe like 2 months I was in Japan. 2-3
okay.
months, maybe.
Okay.
So half a year.
Right.
I don't know.
So maybe
less. Mm.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Tokyo de catch dekite lucky datta.
Where do you feel like you live somewhere or?
No.
You don't have to live somewhere.
No. But well. Like, even though the country is different, but whenever I have, like, this nice white kind of, you know, beach and nice, mm-hmm. like, humid, you know, like, mm. air and the nice warm weather, then I feel it's home.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that's, like, a ridiculous level of, like, freedom or something. You don't even have, you don't, it's like, because I'm always like, when am I going back?
Mm.
Or, like, even if I leave for, there's like this story in A Brave New World, which is a science fiction novel that I really like,
mm-hmm.
where this guy has this his assigned mistress for the day. It's a dystopian novel, but
mm-hmm.
he's in this helicopter and he flies away from the city
mm-hmm.
over like this bay
mm-hmm.
into nature,
mm-hmm.
and it makes the girl in the helicopter really uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
This is like a future society where everyone's only in the city and,
right.
and so she's like, oh, we need to go back. Like
uh-huh.
we need to go back to the city.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I wonder if that is kind of setting into people where, cause I feel that sometimes like I leave the city
mm-hmm.
and it's really refreshing, but then there's this weird thing where it's like, maybe I should go back to society.
Right.
Or maybe I shouldn't go back to society. But it's like this weird, should we live in the forest or should we live in the city?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, do you ever feel like maybe I'll just cut off the whole thing and just...
Yes, when I struggle, like when I struggle to, let's say, get a sponsor or when I struggle to, you know, connect to this world, I'm like, why am I, you know, doing this, you know?
Right.
I just, you know, maybe, you know, like the easiest way is I just go to the island and you know, just free dive or, you know, like swimming or whatever, you know. And
you're happy.
Happy ever after, you know. But then I feel that this is my mission, that what I do. So, and then I have to do it. I feel that. So, yeah, that's why I'm like not fighting. Fighting is not good. So, yes, I'm, you know, doing.
Yes. So cool.
But, yeah, the easiest option is just go and stay there. Happy.
Go and stay there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll be happy.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I want to do that. I want to just go and stay there, wherever that is.
I like to joke about moving to the forest, like it's a real option. Because it's like weird. You're not allowed to in some way. You have to pay taxes.
Right.
You have, you know, these certificates. You're like a citizen, and you have a passport, and you know everything's sort of tracked. They have your fingerprints or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, Why is everything so, like, kept tabs on? Like, I can't just go move to the forest. Like, there's a... We're in society, and we aren't going to keep this real nice and tidy, and everyone's supposed to be doing... Don't get too crazy.
Right.
Don't get too crazy, you know?
Yeah, it's hard, right, when we have, like, insurance system and pension and all kinds of stuff.
I get stuff in the mail all the time. What do you do about that? Don't you have a mailbox, and they send you, like... Nanking something or like
yeah.
Do you
I'm always late to pay because I'm out, but yeah, every time when I come back, yes, yeah, I do. But I share the house, so
Do you read news?
You're on the bilingual news podcast.
Yeah, because I mean, like, because when I go by the beach, when I'm staying there, it's like I feel like what's going on in the world is just so irrelevant to me. Like, I don't care. I don't really need to get worked up about some, you know, I don't know, like unfairness of the world or whatever. You know, like who cares? っていう気持ちになるから。
そうだね。Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I'm like somewhere. Then I don't really care. But when like someone talk about one topic, then I get interest and I go to the news. Yes, that's like mostly happen. And then also like now by Facebook, you can see like some of the things. Like,
right.
I'm like, what is that? And then from there I get into and then like, yeah, almost like kind of every day I check this Yahoo news.
Right, right, right.
But like mainly not really saying anything. So
cool.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't really know if that is like really true or, you know, they want to trick us or, you know, like, you don't really.
How do you know what's real?
Yeah. So,
it's the Santa Claus thing all the time.
Sure, all the time, yeah. So,
It's so weird how things are exposed. Like recently they have all the politicians, or not all of them, but politicians are getting in trouble for like spending, you know, using tax money for like family trips or
hobbies or whatever.
How do you feel about Japan? How do you feel about Japan as a country, the people in Japan, the future of Japan? Like, what do you, how do you feel about it?
I feel I have to do something about it.
Like
so obviously you see problems.
Give me a break, really. Like, I mean, like government, like any country, I think is the same anywhere. Like there's a corruption and then, you know, well, maybe there's some countries, they're like good government and stuff, but like here in Japan, I don't really. But like that's something I don't think you can do. So I instead of like spending my time on blaming or seeing the things that I can't do anything, mm. I concentrate mm-hmm. on the things that at least I can do.
Mm.
Right.
And from there, for sure, there are people that who can stand up and do something about the government. So,
right.
But that is not my work, so I won't do that. But for the future, for the kid, I'm really worried about the future of Japan. Really, mm. really. Like, right. like as I said, that there is no competition in the school, and then what are they teaching? I don't know. Mm. No. And the parents, are they really parent? I don't know. You know?
Right. Like there isn't much flexibility or value even or mm-hmm. respect given to the
respect.
Individual.
Here you go. Yeah.
You know, respect the individual. Respect mm-hmm. what they really feel yeah, or what yeah. they really mm-hmm. want to do.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
you know, we can do all this stuff for like culture, tradition, mm-hmm. you know,
sure.
society. But
sure.
if that is robbing the individual of mm-hmm. a meaningful life,
mm-hmm.
then what are we really doing?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally. And then, you know, like nowadays they are monster parents. And then, you know, like when I hear it, it's so crazy. I mean, like, where is that idea is coming from, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, try to understand, you know? But then, and then I realized that before, long time ago, like, you know, their mother or grandmother or their big family, so everybody, they're making a food from zero.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. nowadays, you know, like both the parents are busy, so you just buy a food from outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those food, which is like manufacturer made or mm-hmm. someone, you know,
right.
making just for money, are not like no lab or whatever thing inside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the food is not just a food.
Right.
You're also taking, you know, this... how to say the love or mm-hmm. the feeling of, you know, that one person is, you know, making a food for you, you know?
Right.
And that's really important, I think. But like...
Well, now it's made automatically
yeah.
by a machine.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Sprayed
that's
with
why.
Preservatives.
That
shows up in konbini.
Here you go.
It's right
that's
there.
Yeah. That's why there are so many of these monster parents because they grow up of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then as they don't know... they do the same thing to their kid.
Right. I mean, it's really difficult, right? Because, I mean, I think with the economy, both parents need to go out to work, but then, you know, we have a problem of, you know, not having enough hoikuen or not
right.
enough support for the mom. So, you know, obviously the mom can't, like, have kate saien and grow vegetables from scratch or, you know, like...
Yeah, but I mean,
even,
like, you don't really have
cook.
To do that much, but, you know, at least, you know, do...
Yeah.
I don't know, but... yeah, I feel like, you know, like they think too much on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But like for me, if you decide to have baby, then be a parent, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You made a decision. So,
you know
if you're not ready,
it's
then
so,
don't do it, you know?
When you say like thinking about yourself and one of the things it's kind of weird in Japan. It's just the perception of how much wealth you need before
mm-hmm.
you can have a kid.
Because
people here think like you really need tons of money to have a child.
Right.
But is that really true? Like how much money do you really need to have a child?
I don't really know.
Because people raise children all over the world. And it's... a lot of people, I think... have this idea like we need so much money
yeah.
to raise a child because this and this and this and this and that ends up they just end up not having a child because the standard is the expectations are so ridiculous. It's like
right.
the marriage thing. You don't date a guy
yeah.
because your expectations have gotten so unrealistic, you know?
Well, I think it's the matter of it comes back to the issue of education though.
Yeah, right.
Right? Because the, you know, like the education level is not good or you just don't like what the government is doing with education. So maybe you want to put your kids into private school or international school or whatever, and then it'll be expensive.
Mm.
So you would want saving before you get pregnant, you know, like all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get pregnant, then you know, you're going to have to leave your work, but then, you know, like, and then sometimes like you they demote, well, I guess it's illegal now, but mm-hmm. you know, you can't get promoted like you would have without the kid, so you would get less money now, and then you can go back to work, but then 保育園 가 나갔다리 또 가시대. So you know, it's like I think for women to have kids here, it's quite scary, you know, right. because of the system. Like in some European countries, like more women give birth without getting married because there's the financial support, and there's a
right.
not just the financial support, but there's a support in the society, but we don't have it here. So unless you're married, you don't really want to have kids. And once you get a divorce, then, this, you know, poverty for single mothers is serious here.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
60%. So you will struggle. For sure,
and
no one is going to help you.
And then also the school of ijime and then everything,
yeah, so,
right?
Yeah,
and then
so,
between the moms also, it's like...
So all this sad. Like negative policy is coming out of a negative culture, right?
Right.
And so...
And from the worries, right?
So if we just, if we can just, you know, it's like you're saying, you know, you're not going to blame politicians and stuff. You're going to do what you do and show people like your world. And I think it... You can change policies by changing culture, and that's actually the most effective way to do it.
Right.
If you change culture, if you can change people's minds or how they feel about something, then you know those other issues will evolve.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has been slowly changing, you know, because I mean, I think when I talk to younger people here, like no one has any weird. No one put any weird stigma for divorced people, for example, you know, like, because who cares, right? Like, people do whatever they want. But then there are so many old people here that won't change their mind.
Yeah.
And because they have so many votes, politicians would only try to cater to them. So, you know, in that sense, I feel like it's doomed here when I think about it, you know, like policy changes and stuff.
I think, you know, all of that makes sense on a general level, but as an individual, I think you can make completely different decisions and adapt, and you can make things work on an individual level, regardless of all these, you know, other barriers. I know generally, statistically, that it's not going to happen, but as an individual,
right.
if you are aware enough,
yeah,
I think you can navigate these things like quite well.
Totally. I believe so, yeah.
Because we've seen resistance to what we do. You've seen resistance to what, you know, you're trying to do, or people might resist your message, or it's like, you know, Hanshakai or something, you know, but it's good to value, like, you know, the truth, and,
to be
honest, and
and
if you really care about something, isn't this what we want? If we really care about something, don't we want to make it better? Don't we want to listen? And like pay attention.
And then what I because like my work is not like look at me, it's not that. It's like I want to like people to experience the journey through me. So that's why I think I don't have any negative comment for my work. And like, yeah, because if it's me, then for sure I would have a lot, but which I don't. So, which is good. And then also I'm doing like really honestly, you know, like open my heart and do whatever I believe.
Right.
So yes. The many feedback I get is like, you know, like many people who watch the documentaries or who watch the photos and stuff, they like remembered their heart, you know, a pure part which they had when they were a child, or, you know, when they were younger, which they forgot of this everyday life. But now I, you know, remember this. So maybe like tomorrow I would like to go there, you know, like some little change, but, you know, like start. Right. So yes, that's like, yeah,
that's
like
amazing,
really makes
right
me happy. Yes, sure,
you,
sure.
If you make a little change like that in someone's mind, you know, what is that in 10 years? You know, what is that in like those things only amplify, because it's like it starts out small, like, oh,
yeah,
you know, small epiphany, and always like those really positive small, even if it's really small, it's just going to keep growing and growing.
It's like a drop to the water, right? Like,
and then it disperses and it colors the whole brain somehow.
Yes. So yes, my work can be a kikake, my work can be a seed, my work can be a water, you know, like helio, anything, you know. And then like once they open their eyes to something else, then, you know, even though it's the same place they're working or they're walking, you know, but then they realize, you know, the things that they didn't realize or notice before.
And right. Then,
yes. That's good. Because we got like possibilities. Now we got like a lot of abilities inside of ourselves. You know? So it's just sleeping. We have to wake up and realize that, you know, the other things that we think that's important is maybe not really, you know?
Right.
So, yes. But if everybody thinks that way, then maybe the word are not really working. I don't know.
I think it would be a lot better. I think everything's too uptight. I don't want to deal with all the mail in my mailbox. I don't want to, like, you know, all the micromanaged sort of. Do we really need to become machines? Do we really need to sit and do really tedious spreadsheet something? You know, like. Should anyone be doing that?
Yeah.
You know, and at what cost? You know, so.
Sure.
The world's changing, but the weird thing is it's changing faster and faster. Mm-hmm. The rate of change is getting faster.
Yeah.
And nobody can even predict what the world will be like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
So, like, what you're doing is a weird anchor to like, this is human possibility. This is connecting with nature. Like, this has always been here, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of beyond this weird morphing technology, you know, Snapchat thing that we're all tumbling in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. なんかそのレイクの人類初の試み楽しみですね。
ね。
スポンサーつくといいね。
つくといいよね。
ね。
一つがつけばつくと思うんだよね。
Red Bull とかダメなのかね。They always do this like extreme sports thing, right? Anyone? ぜひ連絡してください。
はい。
Was there anything that you wanted to let people know, like about your projects or documentaries? Or?
No, not really.
What was your website again?
Ifutaki.com.
Easy.
And I have Facebook page, and I have an Instagram, and then I have Twitter.
Your Instagram is amazing.
Thank you.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. なんか本物と思えないぐらいのね。Like, yeah, your meshi too.
Meshi?
Oh, your business card.
Your business card.
Ah, meshi?
Cool.
Yeah. I was like, wow, すごい.
Thank you, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the least thing that I can do here online, you know, so I cannot really swim here, so.
Right. 写真で見せてもらわないとね。
Yes, so.
So, みんなフォローしてください。Well, thank you so much
for
coming.
Thank you.
Please be careful on your challenge.
Yeah.
I do, yes.
アップデート楽しみにしています。
Yes, hi.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.